The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Follow us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Giant Communications pregame show. Our coverage of local high school football is made possible by our sports boosters, featuring our title sponsor, Peru State College.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home-managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home-managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Only four high school football teams remain in every classification across the Sunflower State. That means it's the semifinal round. It's sub-state playoff football. Tonight we come to you from the heart of Jackson County, where the Houlton Wildcats get set for a rematch against one of their biggest all-time rivals, the Hayden Wildcats. And what's on the line is a trip to the 3A state championship game in Hutchinson next Saturday. Good evening, football fans. With studio engineer Joseph Kerr, I'm Justin Fluke, alongside Mike Tanking, as Houlton and Hayden meet for the second time this season, but this time so much more on the line. It was a district title that was up for grabs in week number 7, a game in which Hayden returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown, but Houlton would tie it, quickly take the lead, and it was Houlton that didn't look back en route to a 37-13 victory back in week number 7. Houlton comes into this game 10-1. The Hayden Wildcats are 10-1 as well. Of course, their only loss against Houlton in week number 7. The home team, Houlton Wildcats, have not lost since week 1, a 7-point back-and-forth battle that they lost to Nemaha Central. So Houlton's won 10 in a row and beat Hayden earlier this season, but tonight, and kind of like this rivalry and the history of it, Mike Tanking, when these two teams get together, no matter the sport, the location, or how many times they've met previously in a season, anything goes. This is going to be intense, and of course tonight it's sub-state, so with so much on the line, these teams have a whole lot of extra motivation to play for.
Yeah, it should be a really fun game, Justin, as you look at these two teams, and this is a matchup that grabs your attention statewide. You see Houlton, you see Hayden, and you know that it's probably a postseason matchup, whether it's in football, basketball, volleyball, whatever the sport is. If these two teams are matched up, there's stuff on the line, and in this case, it's obviously a trip to the state title game. Definitely a game that Houlton dominated the first time around, but I don't think that means a whole lot tonight.
Winner of this game will meet the winner of Andale and Clay Center. Of course, Andale, the overwhelming favorite with their extremely long winning streak now in the last 3 state championships in Class 3A, Andale and Clay Center, the other half of this Class 3A bracket here tonight. A quick peek at how these teams got here in the postseason. For Houlton, it started with the week 9 win against Santa Fe Trail, 49-16. But a case can be made, Tank, that Houlton has played 2 of their best football games of the season in the last couple weeks. They shut out a very good 7-2 Bishop Ward team, 56-0 at home, their only shutout of the season. And then last week beat a 3-hour long road trip in the cold in Girard and beat another great football team who was a perfect 10-0 undefeated and won that one handily, 47-27. So Houlton has been impressive, but maybe just like most teams would hope, playing their best football here at the most critical time of the year.
And I think specifically, Justin, offensively, this is a team that did not punt the football against Girard last week. 7 touchdowns, 2 times where they didn't score. 1 when they took a knee at the end of the game, and 1 when they kicked a field goal that they missed right before halftime. This is an offense that was absolutely unstoppable. Oh, by the way, this team didn't punt about a month ago against Hayden either. This offense has been really good this year. A lot of different guys that can carry the ball, and definitely an offensive line that has really started to gel here in the last few weeks. Definitely an offense that a defense really has to be concerned with. Bolton's probably only concern tonight is, can they take care of the football in the cold weather? The elements might play a factor, obviously, with temperatures in the 20s tonight. Got to take care of the football, but they have played downhill and racked up a lot of rushing yards over the last few weeks.
Now, Holton, only 8 turnovers all season, an offense you speak of that is averaging 45 points and nearly 420 yards of offense per game. Now, let's look at Hayden real quickly. Of course, Holton is led by Brooks Barta in his 27th season, 256 wins. A former Holton alum, Bill Arnold, is the head coach of Hayden. He's in his 15th season, the winningest coach now at Hayden High School with 141 wins coming into tonight. Hayden had a couple close ones early in the season, beat Opie in week 1, 21-7, beat Silver Lake. But as the middle of the season went on, and since that Holton loss, they've been pretty dominant. Beat Hiawatha 56-0 in week 9, and then in the postseason, rolled Baldwin 63-8. Last week beat Columbus 49-19. The big test for Hayden was 2 weeks ago. They had to come from behind to beat Wellsville by a 22-19 final. So this is actually the third straight game that Hayden's been on the road. They were at Wellsville. They were at Columbus. They're back at Holton tonight. Hayden, though, has some good speed. They have a couple good linemen, one of them of which, Joe Otting, a senior, has committed to play at Notre Dame next year. So there's some weapons there. There's some speed, and you certainly know that you're going to get some different looks against Hayden if you're Holton coming into this one here tonight.
Yeah, if you anticipate getting the same looks you got a month ago, you're wrong. And this is an offense for Hayden that does have big play potential. Not necessarily big running backs, but really fast, really shifty. They get into the secondary, they're a problem. And there's a lot of size up front. You mentioned Joe Otting, he's the headliner, but it's really a pretty balanced offensive line. They have done some really nice things this year. It was a game against Holton, though, that they only ran the ball 8 times. 8 carries for Hayden. They can't win the football game tonight if they only run the ball 8 times. This is a team that wants to run the football, and if they only rush the ball 8 times tonight, it means Holton is winning in the trenches. Trenches is where Hayden has to be better tonight if they want to come out with a win.
We're going to take a quick timeout here on the Giant Communications pregame show. When we return, we'll be joined by the aforementioned Holton head coach, Brooks Barta, the Wildcats of Holton in the playoffs for a 25th consecutive year. Tonight, a rematch against Hayden with a state title berth on the line. It's Holton Hayden, Class 3A Substate Football. We're broadcasting live tonight here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM, Horton Atchison, and streaming online on the MSCSports.net radio network.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig product. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to the pregame, getting set for Holton and Hayden substate football tonight. But before we talk about tonight's matchup, a quick look back to last week, Coach. A dominating win at Girard, final score 47-27, a game you able to jump ahead 13-0 and lead from start to finish. Another phenomenal rushing night with over 500 yards. And I know you're a little bit worried just about the trip and the weather and all that, but had to be pretty pleased the way your team came out and really performed from start to finish last week, huh?
Yeah, I really thought our kids prepared well and did a nice job on the bus drive and were ready to play. And then we executed really well on offense. I think we averaged 10 yards per carry. So overcame some penalties, overcame some things, and got first downs and put the ball in the end zone. So really happy with what we did offensively.
Didn't need to call a pass game all night. And I wanted to specifically ask you about Gary Booth because not too many nights, too many people are able to run for 350 yards plus, and that's what Gary did. And I know a lot of it had to do with the lines and the other backs, but pretty phenomenal night whenever you can have a running back over 350 yards in one evening, and that was even with a couple touchdowns, I think, called back.
Yeah, I really had no idea at the time. You know, whatever back is in that position to make the play, it's more about what we think we can do and not about who gets the ball. So I guess he was just the beneficiary of a couple extra carries that the other guys didn't get, and did a great job of it.
Defensively, the secondary tested quite a bit. I mean, it was a team that put the ball in the air quite a bit, but it seemed like did a good job of kind of keeping in front, except maybe one long touchdown pass that they had. Were you happy the way the defense responded overall and handled a lot of passing by Girard?
Yeah, they came out and did some things that they hadn't shown, so we started to make some adjustments in the second quarter, and I think in the second half our kids did a nice job making adjustments, and felt like we controlled that the rest of the game.
Holton's 10-1. They have won 10 consecutive games, and all of them by 20 points or more. In fact, all the way back to week one, the only loss, Coach, you really haven't had any close contest or much adversity in the fourth quarter. I know as we look forward here to tonight's matchup, you feel like that's something, though, that your team is certainly prepared for and will no doubt get another great shot from Hayden probably tonight.
Well, I think, you know, we have seen adversity. There's always games where things don't go well. We've had to start different backfields different weeks and different offensive lines different weeks and have fought through all those things. But I think we've worked hard to continue to improve our conditioning, our execution, and, you know, we're going to be ready for that moment.
You beat Hayden in week 7, 37-13, but always tough to play a team a second time, and obviously tonight a lot more on the line. But looking back at that game, I guess, what did you do well, and what are keys in this rematch against Hayden here tonight?
Well, we did a nice job of, you know, taking them out of their rhythm offensively, and part of that was some good plays that we made on defense and maybe some mistakes that they made on offense, and then just controlling the ball the rest of the game and keeping their offense off the field. I just felt like they were out of rhythm offensively, and that showed most of the game.
Talking with Holton head football coach Brooks Barta prior to tonight's game against Hayden, and we talked about your big senior class, the leadership, the experience that these guys have, but I know it's a team that's had their hearts set and minds and motivation on getting to a state title game, and it's been a little while since Holton's been there, since 2015. How hungry do you feel this team is, and what would it mean for this group, you think, to be able to make the trip to Hutchinson with the win tonight?
Well, I think that is the ultimate goal, and I think they've understood that there's teams that stand in that way, and there's a team this week that would like to do the same thing, and they've also felt the disappointment of being there on the doorstep 2 years in a row and not making it, so I think they're going to double down and make sure we put everything into it that we can this week.
Anything else? Special teams, obviously turnovers are always huge in games of this magnitude, but any one or two other maybe little things, Coach, that you feel like could be big difference makers tonight?
Well, they do a lot on special teams. They return a touchdown against us. They like to fake punts, and they like to do the swing gate on extra points. So there's always time that you have to put time into special teams and make sure that you don't make a mistake and take away easy things.
Should be a great game tonight, Coach. Congrats on returning to Substate here for the third straight year, and best of luck punching the ticket to Hutch.
Thank you.
Brooks Barta, head man for the Holton Wildcats. Our pregame show will continue after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around Atchison for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services, including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road in Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
And welcome back to Holton High School Class 3A Substate Football, coming your way here on CARE Radio, the Holton Wildcats and the Hayden Wildcats. Always good when we have more teams in the postseason at this time of year than we actually have radio stations. So that's why it's Holton, the closest station or the closest school and team still alive on our Atchison CARE 93.7 FM station tonight. We have Nemaha Central and Sabetha, two other Big Seven League schools, both playing in sub-state in a 2A game against each other tonight. Also still alive is Centralia in Class 1A and Axtell in the eight-man ranks. So all of those Northeast Kansas teams on our MSC Sports Radio Network still live and playing sub-state football tonight. We'll keep you updated, and we'll broadcast live here the Holton-Hayden matchup tonight. Holton a winner against Hayden, 37-13, but they had actually lost the previous few battles against Hayden. And this is a Holton team that's a little bit hard to believe, Mike Tanking. They haven't been to a state championship game since 2015. It's been a bit of a drought. Holton has lost in sub-state each of the last 2 years, but a senior class of 15 that's been playing football together since they were in about fourth grade that has had some huge goals, aspirations, and no doubt want this to be a breakthrough year to have a chance to play for all the marbles.
Well, you look at the last 3 years, Justin, and a lot of these seniors played as sophomores. So 2 years ago, they were underdogs at Perry-LeCompton. Didn't get it done, not quite able to beat Perry-LeCompton. Perry-LeCompton goes to state. Then Holton last year goes down to Frontenac. They're not underdogs. They're the favorites going down to Frontenac, but they come home disappointed after a long road trip, and Frontenac really punched Holton in the mouth early. Holton never responded. So 2 years of disappointment for these seniors, and now another opportunity on their home field, once again as favorites, and maybe their biggest football rival on the other side of the field.
Holton has had some injuries all season long, especially at the running back position. Fortunately, they've had some depth. Last week, they missed Jace Boswell, but he was able to return to practice this week and play, and Jace Boswell should be good to go. Senior quarterback Matthew Lears, a little bit banged up. Jakari Washington, a senior, stepped in and played great at fullback. The two starting tailbacks tonight are seniors as well, and Garrison Booth and Jaden Fletcher. But Holton's actually going to be on defense to start this game, as Hayden will receive the opening kick here tonight. Both these teams are 10-1, and the winner will get Andale or Clay Center in the state championship contest next week. Holton in the home blues with the white numerals and the gray helmets for Coach Brooks Barta. Hayden wearing some different attire than they did when they were here in week number 7. The gold helmets, white jerseys with navy
blue numbers, but the navy blue pants tonight instead of the gold for Bill Arnold and his Wildcats. We hope you enjoy it tonight here on CARE 93.7, streaming online at msesports.net. Tank, any final keys or thoughts going into tonight's kickoff?
I'm going to be real interested, Justin, to see what Hayden does defensively. Is they just weren't able to stop Holton. Holton ran the ball 72 times when these two teams played 5 weeks ago, and really Hayden had no answer. And most of those plays went between the tackles. Holton really had a lot of success running outside the tackles last week against Girard. What does Hayden try to take away? Are they going to try to take away the run inside? Does that open up the option to the outside? What will we see as far as a front? Five-man front, four-man front? I think they're going to give Holton a lot of looks defensively, trying to do anything they can to slow down this Holton rushing attack.
Hayden returned the opening kick for a touchdown when these teams met in week number 7. A lot of speed back there with Jensen Trickle and Finn Dunchy. Hayden will move from right to left on your radio dial. Matt Lear is a great kicker for Holton. In fact, he's made 56 out of 60 PATs this season. He's going to put us underway tonight. And here we go. It's the sub-state semifinals. It's a short kick. High will bounce and be picked up inside the 15. Jinkle on the far side at the 20, 25, and dives up close to the 30. We didn't take it back to the house here tonight, but it'll be the Hayden offense on the field led by their sophomore quarterback, Jeff Wallmeyer. 75 of 111 passes completed. He's thrown for over 1,200 yards and 15 touchdowns. Might take some deep shots tonight.
Yeah, definitely. A left-handed quarterback throws a nice ball, and he really struggled 5 weeks ago against Holton, but he's had a really nice season. And, yeah, they'll take some shots at some point tonight for sure down the field.
Joe Otting and Ben Evans, both huge on the offensive line on the right side. First play is a fake and rolling out the pass. He wants to go deep down the near sideline, and Finchie's wide open. Makes the catch inside at the 40 to the Holton 30. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. And they didn't score on the opening kick, but they score on the first play from scrimmage. It's a 70-yard touchdown pitch and catch. Jet Wallmeyer to Finn Dunchy as Hayden again strikes early here tonight.
First offensive play, Justin. They roll him out to his left. Big Joe Otting was there to protect him. Wallmeyer took a huge hit as he threw the football, but he knew he just had to get rid of it because he had a wide-open receiver here on the near sideline. A definite breakdown in coverage for the Holton Wildcats, and nobody near the receiver who runs it in for a touchdown, and Hayden with an early lead, much like they had a month ago.
16 seconds into the game. The extra point try will come from Jensen Trickle. He's made 29 of them on the year. Check that. This one is up. It's good. And that's 30 PAT successful by Jensen Trickle. So Hayden, 7-0 on the first offensive snap of the night. We'll take a timeout. Return in half a minute as you listen to Substate Football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison and Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Drive covering 70 yards in just one play. It is 7-0 Hayden. Welcome back with Joseph Kerr, our studio engineer. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tanke. Kick it off is Schrickle and his approach. It's a kick angle to the far sideline. Will be fielded by Gary Booth. It's a 22, 25, 30. Breaks his tackle, slips another. He's at the 40, to the 50 on the near sideline. Into Hayden territory and ran out of bounds. Big kick return and a nice bounce back for Holton after giving up the big play. The Wildcats at home will have great starting field position on their first drive.
Nice job there by Garrison Booth. Garrison Booth rushed for over 350 yards to Girard last week on just 22 carries. You're going to hear his name a lot. He's going to get fed the ball a lot, and he gets started there with a kickoff return out past the 40-yard line of Hayden. Great field position here for the Holton Wildcats.
Holton's line led by senior center Cooper Baxter, also senior Tyler Phillips, and then three great juniors, Dalton Roush, Trevor Barnett, and Abbott Hundley, both new junior starters this year. Holton from the Hayden 38, give it straight ahead, and Booth lunges for only about a yard, maybe to the 37. Jude Conrad, junior linebacker for Hayden, in to make the stop as the clock will roll here at 11:20 to go in the first quarter, and Hayden up 7-0.
Hayden was not physical a month ago, and they know that. They know they've got to bring a bigger degree of physicality to this football game than they did 5 weeks ago. That's a good start for them on first down.
Charlie Gilliland, tight end left. Sam Miller, tight end right. It's double tight wishbone set. Second down and nine. Snap came a little late. They hand off to Booth. Takes a hit at the 35 and lunges down inside the 34. So a gain of one on first down, about three more on second down, and Holton's still going to have third and nearly 6 yards to go in what looks to be four-down territory now for the home team in blue.
We said that Hayden would give Holton a lot of looks defensively, so on that play they showed a four-man front, and then right before the snap they put another down lineman down right over the center, showing a four-man front and then getting into a five-man front pre-snap.
Holton will break up the wishbone this time. Jaden Fletcher in a slot to the left over there with Gilliland. On third down and five, Lear's going to run the option to the left side as Booth is the pitch man and gets it to him. Booth around the corner. First down as he tiptoes, stays in bounds, and has a first down for Holton, their first of the night, as they'll keep this drive alive. 10:22 to go in the first quarter. Hayden up 7-0.
Third play of the game, Holton finally gets to the perimeter, and Hayden showed a six-man front. A lot of pre-snap movement defensively for Hayden. It's going to be very important for the offensive line for Holton to communicate as that movement is happening right before the snap. They've got to pick up their assignments, and that all starts with verbalization.
Jude Conrad, the other linebackers, J.C. Cummings, Ben Dungy, and Dylan Foster, a senior, all very, very good. Al Lyman good as well with Ben Evans, Joe Otting, the D1 commit, Carter and Jimmy Longstaff as well. First and 10 now for Holton. Here's the give to the fullback for the first time, but not much there again. Straight up the middle, it's Boswell getting the carry after missing last week's game. And Ben Evans was in there along with some help. Drayton Tetuan, a sophomore, a defensive end helping, and it's no gain for Holton on first down.
Not a lot there for Jace. Good to see Jace Boswell back there. Expected to play both ways after missing last week. Fullback and linebacker.
Boswell, a Division I commit himself, heading to North Dakota State next year. He ran for 197 in the first meeting against Hayden this season. That was more of a tailback spot. And here's a flag. First time tonight. Whistles from the back judge blow this play dead. Umpire?
Umpire, yep. Umpire dropped his flag pre-snap. It's going to be a dead ball foul and a false start against Holton.
They had 11 penalties for 90 yards last week at Girard. Holton overcame those penalties, but certainly gets tougher to atone for mistakes when you get deeper into the postseason.
Holton certainly wants to stay ahead of the sticks. It hasn't been a problem overcoming those fouls here lately, but a good opponent that's prepared and ready to defend you, you got to stay ahead of the sticks if at all possible. Now you got a second down and 15.
He didn't leading 7-0 on a 70-yard touchdown pass, the first play of the game. Second and 15 now for Holton. Again, Fletcher out of the wishbone and a slot to the left. And it's a little reverse flip to Fletcher. He's got some room on the near side. Jaden at the 30, turns it upfield, dives at the 25, down near the 23. Little trickery there for the Wildcats on the little end around. Jensen Trickle makes the stop for Hayden, but they got back what they lost, and then five more. It'll be third down here in about a long 5 yards to go.
Yeah, a little bit of a wrinkle there. We said that Hayden would throw some wrinkles at Holton tonight after facing each other earlier. Holton with a wrinkle, just a little reverse play, and Hayden probably counts that as a win, only about a 9-yard gain. Holton maybe was hoping for a bigger play yet out of that one, but it is third and six. Got the yardage back after the penalty.
Same formation. It's the option play. Lear's going to keep it this time. He's got room at the 20. Lear's to the 10, to the 5, to the house. Touchdown. Matthew Lear takes it in as Holton 1 point from a tie on a 23-yard touchdown run. Matthew Lear's his sixth rushing touchdown of the season.
First time against Hayden, Justin, 72 rushing plays. Eight of those were attempts by Matt Lears to the perimeter, whether it was a keeper or an option play. Already a couple of them here tonight, and this time they had the pitch man covered up, but nobody had the quarterback. Matt Lears runs the option so well. The vision was perfect. He tucks the ball, knows that this is my time. 23 yards and a touchdown run, and they're an extra point away from tying this football game.
Lears will attempt the PAT. Again, he's only missed a couple in 60 tries this season. Good snap, Fernandez holds. The kick by Lears is up and good. Inside the left upright with 8 minutes and 35 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. It's the Battle of Wildcats, and we're tied at 7. Taking a 30-second break as you listen to Class 3A Stump State Football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Holton High School. It's 7-7. Holton ties it up. Hayden scored on a 70-yard pass play on their first half of the night. Holton answers with a six-play drive that covered 38 yards. Had a great kick return that set up the short field. 23 yards on that Matt Lear's touchdown run. Here's the return for Hayden. There are a couple tackles broken at the 40 now. It was a real short kick. And the pile moving. You got 22 guys pushing at the end of that play. It was a battle on the return up to about the 44-yard line before the play finally blown dead.
Just a pooch kick trying to keep it away from the return men for Hayden. That was executed fine, but then the tackle just not happening around the 30, 35-yard line, and a rugby scrum broke out. Hayden gets the ball all the way out to the 45-yard line, their own.
Hayden's second offensive snap of the game comes with 8:23 to go here in the first quarter. Winner to Hutchinson, the 3A state championship. All the Kansas high school title games for football are next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, at 1 p.m. From the 45, Hayden will spread it out. Two receivers to the right, two to the left, and now a whistle. Side judge, and a timeout will be called by Hayden. So maybe not quite the personnel or something that Bill Arnold saw there, and use a timeout here in this first quarter.
Free snap, didn't like what he saw there, and they use a timeout as Holton blows things down. They answer. After the opening fireworks by Hayden, so reminiscent of the game last time, about a month ago.
Holton needed to convert twice on third down to get those points. They had the short field starting at the Hayden 38, but converted a third and five, and then that touchdown run by Lears was actually a third down and sixth play. Holton able to get the job done. Down lineman for the Cats will be Cooper Baxter, Dalton Roush, and Trevor Barnett. The backers will be Rylan Ammon, Harrison Booth, Charlie Gilliland, and Jace Boswell. The corners are Ashton Trick and Eli Hallauer. The safeties are Jaden Fletcher and Caleb Hernandez.
Very important for Holton to get to the quarterback. If they're going to spread it out and throw the ball, you got to get your shots on the quarterback.
Motion by Strickle to the right. Three receivers that way. Quarterback draws straight ahead. And Jett takes a hit and goes down, but a big gain about 8 yards there across the 50 on first down. The designed quarterback run for the sophomore Jett Wallmeyer.
Holton saw a good quarterback last week in Luke Niggemann from Girard. Came into that game, Niggemann did, with a little over 600 yards passing and then needed to throw for over 260 last Friday. So definitely something I'm sure Hayden saw on film is Girard was able to throw the ball pretty successfully a week ago.
To beat Hayden by 24 in week 7, they won by 20 last week at Girard, their closest game of the season since the loss in week 1. Here's second and 2, motion coming, gives straight ahead, and a first down at the Holton 45, then a big stick and pushed back. Boy, Jace Boswell delivered a great blow there, and Charlie Gilland was helping, but Hayden got 2 yards, and that's all they needed for a first down here at the Holton 45.
Big stick, but again, a first down, and that's because Hayden was ahead of the sticks with the 7-yard gain on first down.
7:30 and the clock rolling in the opening quarter. 7-7 tie here at Holton as Hayden is playing their third straight playoff game on the road. Quinn receivers left and right. I'll bring motion again across the formation to the far side. Wallmeyer looks to throw. Now rolls out, has some pressure, throws it underneath, and it's dropped. Not much distance between him and the receiver that time. Pass had a bit too much on it for Dom Ridley, and it falls incomplete. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Job there by the Holton secondary, taking away his first read, and then tried to come back and threw an absolute missile. No touch on that pass at all. He tried to fire that one in there and just a little too hot to handle with these cold elements. I'm sure that football was hard to catch.
The blue jersey, Charlie Gilliland, kind of coming after him as well. The incompletion is the first of the night. It stops the clock at 7:12 here in the opening quarter. McBenedictine college football game tomorrow. Speaking of postseason, Ravens in action tomorrow right here on Care 93.7 in the playoff game. Here's a 2nd and 10 for Hayden. Looking left, Wallmeyer throws underneath, and it's tackled immediately. Eli Hallauer with a great play. The ball was caught by Jensen Trickle, but a short gain of only about 4 yards is going to bring up 3rd and 6 Allhauer, a junior, made the hit and tackle immediately.
Very simple out route there and good shirt tackle. Now, one thing we saw last week, Gerard set up a slant and go. After about three or four easy passes and slants that they completed, they ran what they call a sucker route or a slant and go, a slug-o, and they were able to get a touchdown. So something to watch there. Does Hayden continue to try to take those out routes to set up something bigger later?
Might be four-down territory here for Hayden. They had 13 points against Holton in Week 7, the opening kick return, and then had an impressive late-scoring drive. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one on the play clock, and another timeout will be taken here by Hayden as the play clock was down to 1 second and avoiding a delay of game before a third down and six. Hayden has to take their second timeout here in the first half. Let's take it as well. Let's step away for 30 seconds and return for a huge third down call here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Welcome back to Holton High School with studio engineer Joseph Kerr, Justin Fluke, and Mike Tanking with you in the booth. Big third down and six here for Hayden from the Holton 41-yard line in a 7-7 tie. Hayden's first third down snap of the contest after a timeout. Under center, Walmart hands it to the right. Finchie cuts up, has a first down at the 35 to the 33. On third and six, they run it and gain 8 yards. With a little inside handoff to the junior, Finn Dunshee, who leads this Hayden team. He came in with 127 yards on 77 carries, including 195 for Finchie last week against Columbus.
He is a small, shifty, very fast running back, and that's a staple play there for the Hayden offense out of that wing tee. They got a good, healthy gain of 7 on the third and sixth play. Halfway through the first quarter, same play, back to Dunshee, and he's got room. He gets around the corner and broke a tackle. First down, bumped out by Boswell at the 20.
Holton having trouble making the stop on initial contact, and Dunshee just bounces it outside this time and takes it inside the Holton red zone.
Already a much better game plan by Hayden. You can see the play calling, much more tempo and pace and rhythm to what they're trying to do. And starting up front, they're winning the battle in the trenches. A nice job on the steel block on the far side there. Dunshee gets forward for a gain of 11 and a first down.
Drive started at their own 45. This is going to be play number 7. Two receivers left and right. Motion to Schrickle on the far side. Quarterback draw. Straight ahead, Wallmeyer. Got through the first wave, then hit and driven down. Maybe a yard to the 19 on some forward progress there. And Holton filled quickly that time on the quarterback draw. They give him 2 yards to the 18. It'll be second and 8 as Holton makes a couple defensive substitutions.
Good job mixing the pass and the run and getting a lot of different guys involved. That's the second quarterback draw we've seen. We've seen some Finn Dunshee. They were able to get a 3-yard fullback dive. We did 2 of 3 passes. Definitely 4-down territory here inside the 20-yard line.
Rose is the fullback, a senior. J.C. Cummings, the other wingback, he's a senior as well. Walmeyer under the center, that's Carter Charvat, who snaps it to him, and run goes to the right side. Dunshee following some blocks inside the 15 to about the 14-yard line. Gain of 5 will make it 3rd and manageable. The tackle was made there for Holton by Caleb Hernandez, the safety.
Incredible push up front by this offensive line for Hayden. Holton getting no penetration into the backfield. Running backs are getting 3 yards down the field before any sort of harassment at all. Now a third down and short.
Converted a third down and 6 a moment ago. 9th play of the drive now in the red zone. They'll snap it from the Holton 13. Game tied at 7. 4:25 to go first quarter. Fake motion. Run it. Quarterback straight ahead. Only needing a couple and get a big pile and pushing back and forth at the end of the play before the whistle finally blow it dead. Very close to a first down. They only needed a couple, and I think they have it. Arnett Abbott-Hunley in on the stop, but Walmeyer, the quarterback, gained enough. It's going to be first and 10 from the 11 here, almost a goal-to-go situation
as Hayden converts for a second time on third down. They actually faked the fullback dive, and then he just followed his fullback right up the middle. Didn't need much and only got a couple. But again, a first down. Clock rolling, south of 4 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. One receiver this time split to the left. They kind of pack in the formation. Ballmeyer gives to Dungy, right side. He's hit hard there, and not much of a gain this time. They've had success with that play, but this time Holton defended it much better. Several blue jerseys. Barnett was one of them. Boswell got there as well. A gain of just a couple on first down.
I think hit there by Boswell, especially on that play, Justin. They went back to that side, trying to run behind the right side of that offensive line. Not a lot there on first down.
Go outing 6'5", 281. That's why he's coming to Notre Dame. Got the measurements. Ben Evans is 6'2", 275. Those are the two big guys up front. Hayden's got second and eight. They fake the handoff. They want to throw. Rolling left. Pass is completed at the five and tackled at about the one. It may be a first down. It's not a touchdown. Eli Hallauer makes the stop, but they fake the little run play to the right to Dungy. Rolling out the lefty quarterback, Wallmeyer hits his man trickle out in the flat, and it is going to be yards short of the first down. They've still yet to kind of get this one reset with 3:08 to go opening quarter.
Yeah, they're going to take a look at this, and I think probably measure. Now they're just going to give him the first down and say that had to be really close. So it'll be first and goal, gain of 7 on the pass from Wallmeyer to Schrickle.
Been active, caught a couple of passes now in this contest. Then she got the 70-yarder for a touchdown on Hayden's first play of the game. Now Hayden looking to retake the lead. Under 3 left here in the first. Wallmeyer with motion, hands it off. Fullback straight ahead, a touchdown run. Braden Rose, 180-pound senior, a 1-yard TD right into a big Hayden student section that is filled with excitement here on that left side end zone as Hayden retakes the lead.
Yeah, very excited, and they should be. And I'm going to tell you, Hayden's best defense tonight might be their offense and their offense's ability to try to keep Holton's offense off the field. That was a clock-eating, methodical drive there for Hayden as they go 55 yards. They punch it in from 1 yard out. Very impressive drive there by the Hayden Wildcats.
5 minutes off the clock. The extra point is good as Jensen Schrickle tacks on the PAT. And our score is Hayden 14, Holton 7. Hayden already with more points in the opening quarter tonight than they had back in week number 7. As we step away in this Class 3A Substate Battle of Ranked Wildcat Teams, it's here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Welcome back. Justin Flipmike tanking with you. Our studio engineer is Joseph Kerr here on Care Country 93.7. Another short kick by Hayden. This one will roll inside the 30, though. Picked up, not much real estate, and Hayden covers it well. Unable to get to the 30. So Holton tried a similar type pooch kick, and Hayden had a nice little quick return of about 12 yards. This time Holton doesn't get but a couple of yards on the kickoff return, and Holton will start here back at their own 20 yard line, trailing again by 7.
And that last drive is 12 plays. Is that what you had? 12 plays on the 55-yard touchdown drive. Mix of run and pass. And again, that kickoff, both these teams respect the other team's ability to kick return. Their kick return team's very good, and neither team wanting to kick the ball deep.
Holton first and 10. Their first drive, bulging in a touchdown, 6 plays, 38 yards. Up the middle they go, and a gain of 1 for Gary Booth, who's that big play ability, certainly a home run threat, but yet to get loose is J.C. Cummings. Tackle there on first down, a short gain of only 2 yards.
They're doing a good job not only on the offensive side of the ball with their offensive line, but defensively doing a good job in the trenches there too.
Second and 8, Holton to the line of scrimmage.
And they are selling out. There are 11 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. And I'm not exaggerating. All 11.
Action Bear in as a tight end. He's on the right side of Junior. Lears fakes the handoff, wants to get around the corner. Good block from Fletcher. 35 and 40, a first down carry. Lears to the perimeter. Some extracurricular activity as these two teams aren't really what you would call friends.
Might be putting it a little mildly. They're rivals, Justin. They don't like each other very much. Just call it what it is.
First and 10, Holton up to their own 43. Actually, the 44-yard line. Pretty good spot there at the end of that run. Quarterback Matthew Lears getting to the perimeter. Mentioned Tank in the pregame after a lot last week at Girard. First and 10 here for Holton. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Hayden leading by a score. Picked to the fullback. Counter left. Fletcher got a hit. Stays on his feet. Bear calls 50 down to the 46. Gain of about 10. Jaden Fletcher using leverage so well at 5'8" and 175 pounds. The state wrestler able to stay on his feet there and get a gain of 9 on first down.
Holton sees a lot of looks. I mean, everybody knows what Holton's trying to do, run the ball right at you, right? Normally it's 8 guys in the box, 9 guys in the box, maybe even 10. There's usually always, though, a safety back there. There's literally no safety on the field. All 11 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. What's that mean? If Holton slips a tackle, there's a big play waiting.
Play goes left to Fletcher. He's big hole at the 40. Jaden to the 30. He just shot out of a cannon, and he's going into the end zone. All the way for a touchdown, Jaden Fletcher. 47 yards on the touchdown run. Fletcher with his 8th of the season as the explosive Holton offense, averaging more than 9 yards per rush this season, gets a big play to try to tie this game up.
When you sell out and put 11 guys in the box within 5 yards, there's a big play waiting. And right on cue, through the first wave, a missed tackle, and Jaden Fletcher off to the races. Nobody catching him. The Wildcats an extra point away from tying this game again.
Fletcher ran for over 100 yards last week after missing a few contests earlier this season. Kick by Matthew Lears is up, and it is good. 1 minute, 19 seconds left in the first quarter. Folks, we've had 4 offensive touchdowns already in this battle of state-ranked Wildcats. We're coming back after a 30-second timeout with the score. Hayden, 14. Holton, 14.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
A lot of fireworks popping early in this one. Biggest play of the game, well, both teams have had one. Now Holton answers with the 47-yard run by Jaden Fletcher, their longest play. The game tied 14-14, capping a 4-play, 72-yard drive. Real quick scoring update, St. Mary's 16, Centralia 8. End of one quarter, St. Mary's leads Centralia by a score. That's in Class 1A. Here's the Lears kick, very high, but not very deep. Aiden's up man will take it at the 21-yard line, 25-30. Oh, man, ran over a Holton defender. That was Ja'Kari Washington who made the tackle, but he took the brunt of the contact there as these two teams have some big play threat, Tank, but they're popping the pads here on a cold night as well.
Been a physical first quarter of football. A lot of points being scored, and I promise you those hits feel a little more, they're a little more noticeable on nights like tonight. You get hit like that, and you feel it for a time or two.
14, Hayden 14, and they will start this drive from their own 34-yard line. Started at their own 30, their own 45, and now the 34. Neither defense has made a stop yet. A motion and a quarterback rollout. Wallmeyer has all day. Stands and throws over the middle, and it's behind his target, incomplete, as not a good pass intended for Andrew Calderon, the senior receiver in the middle of the field. Wallmeyer had all day, but credit the Holton secondary that time because nobody was open.
Yeah, definitely a different look, too, as they had trips to the near side. Then they put the running back in motion to this near side as well, effectively showing a quad look and then rolling out to this side. But the secondary for Holton doing a good job, had everybody locked up, and Meyer tried to make a throw back against his body towards the middle of the field and was just off the mark with it.
for you seniors on that big offensive line for Hayden. They get to the football on a second down and 10. Got Wallmeyer, gets the snap, hands it off. And Dungy, right, turns it up. He's got a hole and across the 40 up to the 41. That's at least 7 yards, I think, on second and 10. As we're under a minute to go in this first quarter, both teams have had it twice and scored twice. Hayden, last time these two teams played, really tried to attack the perimeter, but almost, I felt like, tried too hard to attack the perimeter. They're attacking the perimeter again tonight, but they're doing it within the context of what they want to do. Those sweeps there to defend Dungy have been very successful. That's his fifth carry for 36 yards here in the first quarter.
Third and short, give it this time to the left side. J.C. Cummings first down, broken tackle at the 50 to the Holton 45. J.C. Cummings, the senior, might have been all the way, but Jaden Fletcher made the hit and the stop. Guy that's been on the Hayden varsity roster the last couple of years, and he's not quite as fast as Finn Dungy, but he's got some good size to him. 5'10", 190-pound back.
Now, once again, it's the same sweep play, just a different back, and he's the more powerful of the two for sure.
One of the first times they've ran to the left on that play.
That's right.
First quarter is going to expire. Hayden will not snap it again here before we head to the second stanza. We're tied up. It's 14-14, and we're going to step away for a full one-minute timeout with one quarter in the books here on Care Country 93.7. You're listening to Class 3A semifinal football on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Welcome back to Holton as we start the second quarter. It's first down and 10. Hayden has the football at the Holton 45. A play action pass. Wallmeyer looking to go deep. Same play they scored on, but not this time. Intended for Jensen Schrickle. That time Eli Hallauer stayed with him as they faked the handoff right. Wallmeyer rolling to the left. And looking for the deep route to Trickle, but an incompletion here will make it second down and 10.
Much better coverage, and pass was really off the mark anyway, overthrown. And now Jet Wallmeyer is 3 of 6 for 81 yards, or 70 of those 81 yards coming on the first play of the game for a touchdown.
16 touchdowns on the season, but about half that many interceptions thrown this year as well. Second and 10 here, Hayden with the game tied at 14, ended off, and again, Jace Boswell came up there and filled. He wasn't the first man to make contact with the ball carrier, but Boswell looks really good tonight getting to the football. Guy misspoke earlier and said North Dakota State. It's North Dakota that Boswell's committed to, and gain of just a couple there on second down. Tank, it's going to be 3rd and 8. Big play here is maybe the first defense to make a stop tonight is going to have a huge advantage.
Yeah, could be a huge play coming up right here. I think Caleb Hernandez is also in on that play, and Charlie Gilland, too.
Third time the Aidens had a third down snap. This is their longest yardage to go. 3rd and 8, man in motion to the left. Holton comes up to the line. Wallmeyer looking pass. He throws underneath to the man that was in motion, and a diving catch made at the 35. What a grab, hauling in that football. That was a phenomenal catch for Aiden by Aiden McKibbeny, who's a freshman.
That tremendous route. It looked like the ball was overthrown or out of his reach as he's running that out route right at the sticks, laid out, caught the football, and held onto it as he hit the ground. Huge conversion on 3rd and 7. Nice catch there by the freshman, Aiden McKibbeny.
Played a little bit against Holton earlier this season, but has been getting more time and see why when you're making plays like that as a freshman. Converting on 3rd and 8. Hayden has it at the Holton 35. Give it to the fullback, and Rose gets a couple yards, pushed back at the end of the play. Boswell is again in there. He missed last week's game, but still leading Holton with 60 tackles this season. Of course, game number 12 for both these teams. The fullback gaining one there on first down, but Hayden's got it at the Holton 35. Game tied here at 14-all.
Mentioned in the pregame that Hayden only attempted 8 rushing attempts the first time these two teams played. They had more than that in the first quarter tonight.
One penalty so far in this game and no turnovers. Here's 2nd and 9. The play goes to Dungey. Holton defends it as Gary Booth and Caleb Hernandez make the play. Hernandez flying up there as a safety. He was Holton's leading tackler in week 1 against Seamoss Central. He missed about 4 games this season as well. It's almost back to full strength tonight. Their defense has another opportunity to make a stop. State's faced here with a 3rd down and 6 a few minutes into the second quarter.
Better job on these last two series of downs, tightening things up against the run. Well, they have the answer when Hayden needs to go to the air on 3rd down. Probably a pass coming up here, you'd have to think.
8th play of this drive for Hayden. Under center is Wallmeyer. Makes it twice. He wants to throw. Goes deep. Far corner. Overshot his man, Strickle. They're trying to pick on Eli Hallauer, but the Holton Jr. has been pretty good defensively since that opening play of the game, in which he didn't really have safety help either on that 70-yard bomb to start the contest. So 2 fakes that time, and Wallmeyer deep shot, but complete. Now 4th down and almost 7.
Much better job there by Hallauer, and that was another good mental play on his part. That was the only receiver out on a route on that play. There were 2 fakes in the backfield, really trying to sell the play action, hoping he was going to be wide open. Again, the pass a little bit overthrown anyway.
Huge crowd tonight. Some fans come to their feet. We got towels waving in the air on a 4th down for Hayden. 3 receivers to the right and a timeout, and Hayden has used all of their timeouts here in the first half with still 9 minutes and 15 seconds, still intermission. Hayden using 3 timeouts as they didn't like what they saw on a 4th down and 7.
Now, they didn't like the play clock because it was under 3 seconds whenever they broke the huddle. They were trying to hustle up there, and there was no way that play was going to get off. They were facing a 5-yard penalty. Had to burn that last timeout.
It was 14-14. A quick shout-out to some of our Holton Channel sponsors. Mentioned our reasoning earlier for broadcasting Holton on Care 93.7 tonight, but also streaming our audio worldwide through the MSC Sports Radio Network on the regular Holton Channel platform. Those sponsors include Holton Dental, also Jayhawk TV and Appliance, Gus Suarez at State Farm Insurance in Holton, Johnsonville, as well as Mercer Funeral Homes, Riley Electric in Holton, Lifetime Eye Care, and also the Farmer State Bank in Holton, all proud season-long sponsors of Holton football on the Holton Channel. The 4th and 7, what do you think Hayden's got up their sleeve here?
I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of new wrinkle here, as Bill Arnold usually gets pretty deep in the playbook in these playoff-type games. 4th and longs, pretty good chance for something tricky on this 4th down play.
Ball on the left hash, 2 receivers each way. They bring Strickland in motion to the right. Wallmeyer rolls out to the right. He's in trouble. He's hit. He bounces off the defender. He's hit again. He bounces off him. And he's wrapped up by Booth and won't get the 1st down. Gary Booth, the 3rd different Holton defender that had a chance to make the play, and he finally did as Wallmeyer escaped 2 Wildcats but could not get around a 3rd tackle, 3 yards short of the 1st down as the Holton defense makes a stand.
A tremendous effort by Wallmeyer as he got hit in the backfield, broke away, got hit again, and it took Garrison Booth, one of the faster players on Holton, to run him down about 2 or 3 yards short of the 1st down, drove him out of bounds. The Wildcats get the 1st stop of the game. Still plenty of time here in the 2nd quarter. The Wildcats with the football in a tie game, an opportunity to take their 1st lead.
They'll start from their own at 28-yard line. Holton now moving right to left on your radio dial for the 1st time here tonight. Moving east to west. Not much wind tonight. It's cold, but no wind. Give it the 2nd man through, and it immediately tackled near the line of scrimmage as Hayden did not allow Holton to win the battle in the trenches. Jaden Fletcher is the ball carrier, but no gain there on 1st down.
So we've seen a 4-man front, a 5-man front, a 6-man front, and that time there were 7 down linemen on that play for Hayden, giving the Holton offense every look they can think of defensively.
The no pass attempts so far tonight, just a total of 27 passes all season. They've completed 11, and 9 of those have gone for touchdowns.
They have about a 7-man front again, but they're going to jump offside.
Encroachment on Hayden. And it'll be second and 5 instead of second down and 10. Good discipline there by Holton. Good time to go on the hard count. So 9 of Matthew Lear's 11 completions have gone for touchdowns for Holton this year. Kind of expected him to maybe have to throw a couple times here tonight.
It could still happen. With these 11 guys in the box, a play-action pass could be wide open if they sell the fake well.
Second and 5. Bear and Gilliland are the tight ends. Here's a quarterback run. Lear's trying to get around the right side. Takes a big shot from a couple white jerseys. Gain of 1, maybe 2. Flying over there was Jude Conrad. Holton's going to have third down and still nearly 4 yards to go. Holton converted twice on third down on their opening possession, but not in four down territory here as the clock goes under 8 minutes to play here in this first half.
Trying to beat the defense to the perimeter again with Matthew Lear's and a much better job by the Hayden defense to close in to make a tackle since a gain of about a yard on the play is all.
Lear's 3 carries, Fletcher 3 carries, Booth has 5 carries, but one that went for a touchdown for Fletcher. Here's a pitch on the option, and Gary Booth gets it and wrapped up there. He'll be tackled by Ben Dunshee, short of a first down. So Holton's got a 4th and 1 at their own 37.
They'll go for this, Justin. It's 4 down territory if it's 4th and 1. If you're Holton and it's a yard that you need, you got to think they're going to go for it. Might be a long yard, too. Maybe a yard and a half they need here.
Had some plays that have barely got a yard, if any, yet tonight.
Yep. Big play coming up. That was a really good job by Hayden to defend the option play. They had the quarterback force the pitch and then made a tackle near the line of scrimmage on Booth.
Holton's only punted 7 times all season. It's 4th and 1, and they're going for it here. They're on 36. Lears gets the snap. He hands it to Gary Booth. Flag from the far sideline, and a false start. A false start on Holton. I bet they don't go for it now. It's going to be 4th and 6. What an untimely penalty against the home team.
Yeah, that's a killer because they probably had a conversion coming up, and now it's 4th and 6, and you certainly can't go for it now. The punt team comes onto the field. This is Holton's first punt in how many weeks? 2, 3, 4? I don't remember the last punt.
Punted once against Santa Fe Trail. They punted twice in the last 6 games.
Yeah.
That's
a big penalty. That's a killer.
Matthew Lears is the punter. 2 deep return men for Hayden standing just inside their own 30. After Lears is good. Protection is there. Lears had a great punt. It'll take a Holton roll. Now come near the sideline and grabbed there by Logan Peterson as it started to move upfield. So at about the 41-yard line, where Holton touched it, and that's where Hayden will take over. So we had 2 possessions for each team, all touchdowns, 14-14, and now both defenses make a stop. Still knotted up, 6:22 to go first half.
Yes. Defense is getting settled in, and about a 28-yard punt there, roughly. So pretty good field position for Hayden after their stop. Holton unable to get a first down on that last drive.
Hayden will start their 4th possession of the night. They're 41. Allmeyer takes the reverse, looks to pass for Strickle, and it's read by Eli Hallauer, who almost intercepted that. They've ran that play enough times that Hallauer is getting it figured out. And I tell you, if Hallauer is able to catch that ball, nobody catching number 7. Great read there, jumping the route. Hallauer on first down, and the penalty flag looks to be against Hayden as well on that 1st and 10.
There's a flag in the backfield thrown by the referee. It's going to be like a hold, yep, hold against Hayden. That was on a pass attempt, so the flag should be enforced from the original line of scrimmage. They're going to mark this off from the flag, though. Okay, Holton will take it. So
extra yards.
So on a running play, you go from the flag. On a pass play, you go from the original line of scrimmage. Should have been 10 yards from the previous spot. Holton got the benefit of an extra 4 yards on that foul.
He knew officiates football on Mondays and Thursdays and in our broadcast booth on Fridays. Great to have that expertise on our broadcast team, as well as a guy that's an accountant that keeps our stats during the live broadcast all year. First down at 24 yards to go. Here's a quick hit. Tried to get it to Dunshee around the left side. And he runs over Hallauer. Contact made at about the 35. Get 8 yards, 9 yards back, but that's interesting that nobody would catch that. I mean, you get this late in the season, too, Tank, and you got officials that are the best of the best, right?
Yeah.
State.
And this is a good crew. I'm really surprised. I was thinking at some point somebody's going to blow the whistle and realize that comes back to the original spot. But, yeah, it turns into basically a 14-yard penalty instead of a instead of just 10. Again, the difference being it was a pass play. Running play, certainly. Mark it from the spot of the foul. Pass play, no.
5:40 to go here behind the stick. Second down and 16 still for Hayden. Holton shifting on the defensive line. Wallmeyer gives it straight up the gut and spun around as the fullback staying on his feet. Rose kind of slips off another blue jersey and gets back to the original line of scrimmage. So a gain of 6. It's going to be 3rd and 10. Holton will bring in Sam Miller. Out goes Ryland Ammon at the outside backer spot. A huge 3rd down coming here for Hayden with the game tied at 14 and the clock moving. 5:10 left here in the second quarter. Holding penalty, put him behind the stick, so still 3rd and 10. Their longest conversion. They're 3 out of 4 on 3rd down tries tonight. Hayden with the snap here. Wallmeyer checks. Cummings out of the formation to the left. Wanting to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. Has to throw it to the far sideline. Out of bounds. Because Dalton Roush was breathing down the neck of Jet Wallmeyer, who needed to go deep on a 3rd and 10. And Holton's pressure got there to force the throw out of bounds. They have to punt Hayden here at their own at 40 yards on.
Better job again by the defense getting into the backfield. Good coverage in the secondary. Once again, Hayden really mixing things up, pass and run. But as far as Holton's concerned, you get a penalty like that, you've got to be able to take advantage of that on the defensive side of the ball and force a punt, and they certainly do.
Punt formation, and it's a quick little kick away here. Holton has Matthew Lear's back, makes the catch, backpedaling at the 18, slips one defender at the 25, slip down, spins, stays on his feet at the 30, up to the 31. Nice return by Matthew Lear's. So the Holton defense has made 2 stops. The last one is a 3 and out. And now maybe Holton with another opportunity to get the momentum going here and take their first lead of the game. The home Wildcats will have it from their own 31.
Didn't get a 1st down in the last drive, but once again, I keep saying it, but it's so true. Hayden is selling out all 11 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. You feel like at any moment, if they miss an assignment or they miss a tackle, Holton can bust a big one. They went with a 7-man front for the duration of that last possession. Like they're going to start this one with more of their traditional 5-man front, the 5-3 look.
Hayden Fletcher broke a long run. Matthew Lears had a 23-yard touchdown run for Holton as well. Here's the give straight up the middle to Booth. Lunges at the 35, up across the 37. Holding on to him from behind there, making the tackles, Jameson Kennedy. He's a safety. I haven't called his name much, but he's kind of the last resort stopper in the back of that Hayden defense. In a 7 on 1st down, it's 2nd and 3, and Holton back on the football, ready to go again.
Get out of the 5-man front, back to the 7. I've got the wise idea. Holton likes that 5-man front.
At 14, Fletcher goes in motion to the right. Lears gets the snap of the pistol. He gives it to Booth. Off right tackle after faking to Jakari Washington, the fullback. And on 2nd and 3, Holton gains 2. It's going to bring up a 3rd down and 1.
Still plenty of time.
Holton's got 3 timeouts left. They didn't use all 3 of their timeouts already here in the first 15 minutes of the game.
It's going to be really close, actually. The line judge on this near side tilt the clock because he thinks it's close enough maybe for a measurement even. Oh, they're not even going to measure. 1st down, Holton. Wow. Generous spot.
And we'll erase that 3rd and 1 play that I just wrote down, and we'll call it 1st and 10 with 3:50 to go. Clock moving here. We're in the second quarter.
Still plenty of time here for Holton as they've got the timeouts left.
Holton will get the ball to begin the second half, Tank. So if they can find a way to go score here, take the lead, and get a little 2-for-1 between intermissions.
Yeah, love the back-to-back possession opportunity for sure.
From the 41 now, pick up the bone. And again, Fletcher in motion to the right. Washington to boot the backfield. The ball's fumbled, and Lears got back on it. He got flattened by Carter Charvat as well, but all Lears could do was paw on it. That slipped through his hands, and a big miss there. Loss of 5 yards on 1st down with the muffed snap.
Our first-time listeners, Holton runs the wishbone, but they run out of the pistol. And so there's an abbreviated shotgun snap there, and that one just never seemed to be handled cleanly by Lears. He had to dive on it 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Get down and a long 15, back to the full wishbone set in the backfield. Lears gets the snap, counter play, near side run, and it's Fletcher up to the 41. So he got the yards back that was lost due to the botched snap. This is kind of an uncomfortable play call here for Holton. As just like Hayden, they're going to be faced with a 3rd down and 10 opportunity with this score still knotted at 14.
First times we've seen the counter play. That's kind of a home run type play for Holton. They like to get to that counter, set that up with all their other rushing plays, and
5 yards on that one. 10 from the 41. Option play on the snap on first down. Now third down, and they will carry Booth out of the slot, this time on the right side. Lears, again, loves the snap, and he grabs the ball. I don't know if Matt was quite ready for that. It's like the ball got there before he wanted or expected. It kind of hit him in the face mask, and he was able to hang on. But Holton's going to have to punt.
That maybe was going to be a pass play. Garrison Booth was down the field quite a ways, and I think he was open, and he's frustrated. Just didn't get the snap.
Garrison Booth balking at each other a little bit in frustration as Lears will have to punt it. Aiden's got two guys back. We'll let a little time go off this clock, I think. Play clock at 10, minute 40 on the game clock. So don't want to leave too much time for Hayden. No timeouts for Hayden. Lear stands well behind the snap line. It's the ball and boots it away. High spiraling punt, not very deep, near the sideline, and going to go out of bounds. Well, Hayden will get it back. So it was touchdown Hayden, touchdown Holton, touchdown Hayden, touchdown Holton. We were 14-14 at the end of one quarter. Here in the second quarter, Hayden turned it over on downs. Holton punted. Then Hayden punted three and out. And now Holton punted for the second time.
So for the first quarter, we had a track meet. Second quarter turned into a soccer match.
1:22 here. Hayden doesn't have timeouts, but they may take a shot. They've been firing deep downfield on several occasions already here tonight.
They'll be very aggressive, even with no timeouts left. They will be aggressive here, you have to think.
Rick and Hallauer, the corners. It's Fletcher playing safety right now back there with Lears. High formation behind Jet Wallmeyer, the sophomore, going to bring a man in motion. That's Finchie. They give it to him on the reverse, or Dungey rather, trying to get around the corner. Lowers his shoulder on Fletcher and dives up for about a 9-yard gain to the 45-yard line. Big first half for Finn Dungey. About a 70-yard reception and is the leading rusher now. 50 yards on that is ninth carry of the game.
Clock running as he did not get a first down, and Hayden really not a lot of sense of urgency yet. They huddle up, getting the play in, just now breaking the huddle as the clock gets down to 50 seconds.
The clock at 15, Wallmeyer back under center again. Will make, nope, give it on the handoff. It's Dungey again, trying to stretch it out to the sideline. I think he got a first down. Clock will stop as he gets to the 47. A late flag comes from the back judge here as the play was kind of over. Could be a 15-yard penalty. That's a big difference here. 40 seconds remaining.
There's a face mask. I don't know who it's against. There's a face mask, maybe a 5-yarder at the end of this run. Personal foul. Face mask against Holton. Ouch. So it's going to be a first down gain of a couple, and they're going to add 15 more to it.
Hayden is now about 15, 20 yards away from a potential field goal try here at the end of the first half. And, of course, they're thinking, find a way to get a touchdown. This penalty, the second of the night, will move the football to the 39-yard line.
A fun play there. Joe Otting was the pulling guard, and Dave Boswell come up and make the tackle. A couple Division I guys going head-to-head there.
Right guard, motion by Dungey to the left. Wallmeyer rolls left. Here comes pressure. There's a quick underneath, and a ball knocked loose on a big hit. We're going to say incomplete. Boy, Matthew Lears, man, he is fired up, Tank, as Lears just delivered a huge hit. Perfect timing as the ball got there. A clean hit. And, you know, Lears was upset after kind of a couple muffed snaps, whether they came early or not or what. He was upset after the last offensive series. Took out some frustration there on that defensive play.
And most importantly, that's a defenseless receiver, and he hit him 110% legal. Came in with the shoulder pad and the open hands and delivered a blow. Didn't leave with the crown of the helmet and still delivered a huge hit to knock that thing loose at second down and 10.
32 seconds left to go here in the first half. Game tied at 14. Dungey calling his cadence again, takes the reverse, wants the pass, looking for a trickle low underneath. It's a skip and a little trap there into the arms of Trickle. It was only going to be about a 6-yard gain anyway, so it's probably better that the clock stops here. Brings up third and 10, but no timeouts, and now 27 seconds remaining for Hayden to work with.
That's completed pass. This half is just about over. Jet Wallmeyer now 4 of 12 for 88 yards. His last five pass attempts have fallen incomplete.
point thrown for 18 yards if you take away that 70-yard completion at the start of the game. Third down and 10 here with two receivers left and right. Holton's defense has made two stops. Dungey in motion left, looking for him. They set up the screen in the middle, caught by Cummings. JC at the 35 to the 30, wrapped up by Ammon, but gets away from him and goes down at the 25. Clock will stop on a first down with 16 seconds remaining, almost in field goal range, and now Hayden's quickly back on the football.
And they're going to try to spike the ball, and they do. They'll stop the clock.
12 seconds, so time for maybe one play, then a field goal try, or two plays. I mean, from here, pretty long field goal. I mean, you're talking almost 40-yard field goal try, so that we would see that. Maybe gives you thought that they would have two offensive plays if they're going to try to get a touchdown. Second and 11 here, ball at the 26 with a timeout on the field.
Oh, nice job on the middle screen as completed it for 14 yards. Holton uses a timeout defensively. It'll be second down and 10, but nice job on the middle screen as they let the defensive lineman for Holton come through. And they hit the middle screen to J.C. Cummings for 14 yards. And then even a better job of hustling up, getting set, and spiking the football.
Took a couple extra seconds there once the clock started after the chain move. 14-14 tie. Hayden's never trailed. Had leads of 7 and 14-7. Holton able to tie it up both times, and now neither team scored on their last couple of possessions. Second down and 11. They're trying to put different time up on the clock. 16 seconds.
Yep. And 4 seconds back to the clock.
Because of the timeout, or because they thought
incomplete
it went
pass.
Off after?
The incomplete pass would have killed the clock. And
so they, yeah,
official judgment, the clock
after
ran
the
an
spike.
Extra 4 seconds after the flag. Yep.
So it's second down and 10.
Down marker says first.
Yeah,
it's actually second. That shouldn't matter.
Goes in motion to the left. Wallmeyer sets, throws, and it's completed. Trickle's going to get out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. 10 seconds on the clock. They're definitely in field goal range now. So the big thing here for Hayden is not like end zone or nothing, because it's, you know, first down and 10 from the 15. It's tough to get a first down without scoring. I think maybe they take one shot at the end zone, and if they don't get it, you try a kick.
Yeah, if they get tackled in bounds here, first down, it's probably the end of the half. So, yeah, probably a shot to the end zone, possibly a quick out, but got to think a shot to the end zone coming up.
Wallmeyer brings Dungey in motion again, wide to the left. Wallmeyer wants to throw, has the pressure, gets around, throws it in the grass. And that's a good thing that wasn't caught. That would have been a 5-yard completion. The half would have ended, but instead an incompleted low throw by Wallmeyer, maybe even intentionally, knew the situation there. And Hayden's going to get a field goal try here.
Yep, field goal unit covers
on the
field. Yeah, if he was trying to complete that pass 5 yards down the field, that was a terrible decision. If he threw it in the dirt on purpose to stop the clock, it was a great decision by Wallmeyer.
Jason Trickle will try the field goal. 31 yards officially. Good snap and hold. 31-yard field goal is good. He split the uprights at about 5 extra yards. First half expires, but Hayden celebrates, and a team that takes a lot of momentum and the lead, 17-14, into the locker room with the 31-yard field goal by Hayden to retake the lead.
A big momentum play right there, and you can hear the excitement on the left of to the left of us, the Hayden fans, and their kids coming out of the field celebrating. And the Holton faithful, a little shocked here after taking it to Hayden a few weeks ago, and they're going to go into halftime locker room down by 3 points.
And our halftime score is Hayden 17 and Holton 14. We'll step away for a couple of minutes and be back to break down first half stats and more. Streaming with audio only tonight on the Holton channel at MSCSports.net and broadcasting live here on your local sports authority, 93.7 Care FM, Horton, Atchison.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. Deciding between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health,
your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. She can answer questions like, am I purchasing a supplement plan or a replacement plan? Are there restrictions on where I can receive health care? What will my out-of-pocket expenses be? Are rehab and short-term recovery services included in case I become ill or need surgery? What about home health? This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650 between 8 and 4:30 Monday through Friday, or go to amberwellhealth.org/medicare-help to complete a meeting request form.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
High School, along with studio engineer Joseph Kerr, Justin Flute, and Mike Tanking with you. Halftime in this 3A semifinal. Hayden kicking a 31-yard field goal as time expired. Take a 17-14 over Holton here at the break. Well, a tale of two quarters, no doubt about it. It was all offense the first quarter and defense making stops when they needed it. In the second quarter, we had 28 total points scored in the first 12 minutes. We had a total of 3 points scored in the second 12-minute stanza of this game. Here's a scoring recap from the first half. First offensive play of the night, a 70-yard touchdown pass from Jeff Wallmeyer to Ben Dungey. It was 7-0 Hayden. Holton had a good kick return into Hayden territory, started at the 38-yard line, and needed just 6 plays to score and tie it up. On a 23-yard option quarterback TD run by Matthew Lears. Hayden answered right back. 12 plays, 55 yards, 1 yard TD by fullback Braden Rose, but Hayden back on top 14-7 with just under 3 minutes to go the first quarter. But Holton answered their biggest play of the night, a touchdown run, 47 yards by Jaden Fletcher with 1:19 to go in the opening quarter. The 4-play, 72-yard drive. Those kickers were good in the first half. 14-14 at the end of a quarter. Hayden gets the field goal late. Second quarter drives, Hayden turned it over on downs and then had a 3-and-out. Holton had a 4th-and-1 that they were going to go for it, but a penalty made it 4th-and-6. They had to punt, and Holton also had to punt on their 4th offensive possession of this contest. So Holton got it just 4 total times. Touchdown, touchdown, punt, punt. Holton will have the football to begin the second half. Hayden with the lead, 17-14 here at the break, and anybody that I think thought Holton maybe would just come in and be able to run roughshod over a rival Hayden in a game of this magnitude, certainly thinking a little bit different right now, but Hayden made a lot of adjustments. They've done a lot of things well, executed, and it was a good first half by both these teams.
Yeah, very physical football game, high-level football, and some big hits, some big plays, and everything you would expect to see between these two rivals, and you know, defensively, I think that's the story for Hayden is what they've been able to do defensively against this Holton rushing attack. Yeah, one big Jaden Fletcher touchdown run. Other than that, it's been pretty tough sledding for these Holton Wildcats. And you look at this game, and pre-snap, they're not giving Holton the same look on back-to-back plays. It's a different look every single play, pre-snap movement, just really trying to confuse the offense for Holton. They're doing a good job. And more than anything, you know, you can do all that pre-snap stuff, and it's cute if it works. If it doesn't work, you still got to tackle people, right? And they're able to tackle people tonight. They're actually playing physical. The backers coming up and making some nice sticks. And they're winning the trenches for the most part here in the first half.
Going to jump right to our first half statistics, and then we'll give you some other area scores with other local teams playing tonight and trying to punch their ticket to a state championship title game next week. 17-14, Hayden leads Holton, and tanking out the first half statistics.
And we'll start with Holton. The Holton Wildcats finished the first half with 5 first downs. They have 134 yards rushing on 18 attempts, averaging 7.4 yards per carry. No pass attempts for Holton in the first half, so just 134 total yards of offense here at the break. Holton had no turnovers in the first half. They had 3 penalties for 25 yards. Individually, Holton led on the ground by Jaden Fletcher, 4 carries for 70 yards and a touchdown. Matt Lear's 5 carries for 39 yards and a touchdown. And Garrison Booth, coming off of his 350-yard outing last week, just 8 carries for 25 yards in the first half. Jace Boswell also carried the ball one time for no yards. Again, no passing attempts for Holton, no passing attempts, no yards the air for the Holton Wildcats. For Hayden, the Hayden Wildcats finished the first half with 11 first downs. They have 98 yards rushing on 19 attempts, averaging 5.2 yards per carry. Passing the football, they are 6 of 16 through the air for 115 yards. So Hayden has 213 total yards of offense here at the break. 213 for Hayden, 134 for Holton. Hayden has no turnovers in the first half, and they have 2 penalties for 5 yards. Total plays for these two teams, Hayden, 35 offensive plays, Holton, 18 offensive plays in the first half. Individually, Hayden led on the ground by Finn Dunchy. He has 10 carries for 58 yards. Jet Wallmeyer has 4 carries for 15 yards. J.C. Cummings, 1 carry for 14 yards. And Braden Rose, 4 carries for 11 yards and a touchdown run. Passing the football, Jet Wallmeyer is 6 of 16 for 115 yards and a touchdown. His 6 completions go to 4 different receivers. Led by Finn Dunchy, who has 1 catch for 70 yards. That was a touchdown. Jensen Frickle has 3 catches for 24 yards. J.C. Cummings, 1 catch for 14 yards. And Aiden McGiminy, 1 catch for 7 yards. Your halftime score, Hayden 17, Holton 14. That's your halftime stats, Justin.
The winner of this game gets Andale or Clay Center. And at halftime in Andale tonight, it is Andale 20 and Clay Center 0. Andale heavy favorites in all of Class 3A. We got some other local teams playing. We will check those scores for you when we come back. Talk about our season. Look ahead to the second half as well after another halftime timeout presented by Amberwell Health. And a quick shout-out as well as some of our Holton Channel sponsors that have been all season-long sponsors on the live video broadcast. It's just an audio stream on the Holton Channel tonight as permitted by KSHS AA, but Holton Channel sponsors include Trails Cafe, also Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine, Lovern Brothers Body Shop, also Marketing Concepts, Beverly Brown Boutique in downtown Holton, Soke's Hometown Market, and Kellerman Real Estate, Kellerman Insurance, all about Holton Channel sponsors that sit on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So we're stepping away 2 minutes here, and we'll return on Care 93.7. Our halftime show. Our score is Hayden 17 and Holton 14 in the 3A substate battle.
Acheson Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Blair Milling in Acheson has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around Atchison for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road in Atchison. Or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
To our halftime show presented by Amberwell Health alongside Mike Tinking. I'm Justin Pluke, our studio engineer. Producer tonight is Joseph Kerr. We're at halftime at Hayden 17 and Holton 14. Holton will get the ball to begin the third quarter. Before we look ahead to that, catching you up on some of the other area scores tonight from teams that are inside our MSC Sports coverage area. This is the only game today. Class 2A got a battle of two local Big 7 League teams competing to go to state. That's Nemaw Central and Sabetha meeting for the second time. First time those two rival teams met. It was Sabetha leading 7-0 at halftime. Tonight, Sabetha again has 7 points. Nemaw Central has 8, so a pretty good game. Nemaw Central 8, Sabetha 7. That's at halftime. 2A semis tonight in Seneca. Class 1A score doubled up at the break. St. Mary's leading Centralia 32. St. Mary's 5-32, Centralia 16. One area eight-man still alive playing tonight as well. And Axel, the defending eight-man state champs, their hands full a bit. They lead, but only by 4 at halftime. It's Axel 20, Galva 16. So Axel had 20-16 over Kansas Galva at halftime in that one. Week from tomorrow, next Saturday, will be the state championship football games across Sunflower State, with all of those scheduled to kick off at 1 o'clock. Don't forget, tomorrow it'll be Benedictine football as the 6th-ranked Ravens off a 43-1 win against Mid-America Nazarene, capturing the heart of American Conference South Championship. Benedictine starting their playoff run. Your coach, Joel Osborne, and we'll have that game on Care Radio 93.7 here, as well as online at MSC Sports tomorrow. You see the number one seed in Region 2, they're taking on Southwestern College, who is 9-1. Benedictine is 10-1. We got Ravens football coming up here tomorrow afternoon. Let's turn our attention now, of course, to the second half of the football game. We see the first half statistics. And the big number that jumps out to me is Hayden 35 plays, Holton only 18 plays. That was a big one, Tank, and Hayden doing it both running and passing the football. A pretty good balance in the first half.
Yeah, they definitely were able to keep Holton's offense off the field, and then Holton kind of got in their own way a little bit the last couple possessions there. They had a 4th-and-1 play. They were going to go for it. Had a false start penalty, moved them to 4th-and-6. They had to punt, and then they also had a couple missed snaps on the last possession before they punted once more.
I think it's going to be interesting because both of these teams have kind of cruised a little bit. We mentioned Hayden had a close one, had to come from behind to beat Wellsville 2 weeks ago, but since week one, Holton's games have all been decided by 20 points or more. They've not really had to play too much into the second half, and especially into the fourth quarter, and haven't really had to play with any pressure this season. Now, this is an experienced senior class that you would think would be able to handle that situation, but that is going to be some uncharted territory for Holton. It's still yet to have a lead in this game, and I think the longer the game goes on and the longer Hayden's in it or has the lead, that pressure will continue to mount for the home team for tonight.
Yeah, certainly Hayden playing free and easy after they got the early score. The pressure mounted squarely on the back of Holton from that point on. And yeah, you've got a dogfight at this point. You know, you felt like if Holton got up early, you could see a pretty fun night taking place. And now definitely going to be some intense moments here in the second half.
We might have a quick halftime interview for you here, as Jake Spalding on the sideline tonight, and going to have a quick interview, I believe, here with Holton head coach Brooks Sparta. Nope. We'll maybe save that for later, as we're waved off on it now. So we can slip in one more quick timeout here
on the Amberwell Halftime Show and be back and get you set for the third quarter. So we'll get the third quarter, but hold the trails, Hayden, 17-14 here at the bank on the Fast East Sports Radio Network.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the field for second half action of tonight's feature game.
Welcome back to studio engineer Justin Kerr. I'm Justin Booth alongside Mike Tanking, broadcasting Holton and Hayden football tonight. We got games going on all across our MSC Sports Radio Network, even a state championship game tonight in Nebraska. They're a week ahead of us. Pawnee City playing in the six-man state title game in Kearney, Nebraska tonight. That's on one of our other sister stations, Sunny 101.3 here at Tate and 14 and Holton in 17, Holton 14. But Holton's going to get the football. Holton has still not had a lead yet in this game. We know they have some big play potential, but we were just chatting, Tank. I mean, obviously a game that could still come down to one big mistake by one side or the other, but I'd be interested to see which team can kind of get some momentum here, because Hayden certainly had it before halftime. Holton has a chance maybe to get the ball and get it back here early in this third quarter.
Yeah, Hayden's just been able to keep their offense on the field. I mean, that's the story of the game. They've had double the plays of Holton, and Holton not able to get off the field on third down a few times, and even when Holton scored both times, it was rather quickly. They had a couple quick scoring drives, but Hayden's defense, rather, their best defense, has been their offense, maintaining the possession of the football and winning the time of the possession.
So a 31-yard field goal at the end of the first half by Jensen Strickle is the difference right now. Both kickers successful on a pair of PATs. Both teams were kind of kicking it short when we went back and forth. The game started with each Wildcats squad scoring touchdowns on their first two possessions. So 14 at the end of one quarter. Caleb Hernandez and Gary Booth will be back to return this kick for Holton, which will come off the foot of Jensen Strickle, who we just and in the home blues tonight. We'll be moving right to left from east to west here in this third quarter. Again, not much wind, but boy, that temperature right around 20 degrees. Everybody chilly here tonight.
For Hayden, Justin, everything has went according to script for them in the first half. They have a three-point lead. If that tells you anything, that means Holton, not really a lot of easy things going on, but they're only down three. Only down 3 points, even though everything going Hayden's way really in the first half.
Crowd here tonight in the heart of Jackson County. Ball fell off the tee. Blow off and fell off. Strickle has to get it deep back up, and here we go, the start of the third quarter. Winner to Hutchinson a week from tomorrow in the 3A state title game. Maybe the next team to get a shot at Andale. Here's a squib short kick to the near sideline. Will bounce and die at about the 21. Picked up and on his knee was Gary Booth. Had white jersey flying at him and didn't really grab it real cleanly. His knee kind of split down there, so Holton from the 21. This will be the worst starting field position that either team has had all night.
Worked out really well for Hayden as a pooch kick and no return. Thrown 21-yard line, long field ahead of him here for the Holton Wildcat.
Holton hasn't had any long drives. Six plays touchdown, four plays touchdown. Then they went three plays punt and four plays punt. They're on 21. Lear's senior quarterback The tight ends are Jackson Bear and Charlie Gilliland. Fullback is Jace Boswell, returning from an injury last week. Aiden Fletcher, Gary Booth are the running backs. Fake to the fullback, give it to Fletcher. Trying to cut back up the middle, but he's into the arms of Cummings there. Straight ahead, and only a gain of a couple, maybe 3 yards, to the 24 to bring up second down. Aiden Spence has given up two touchdown plays of 23 yards by Matt Lears and 47 yards by Jaden Fletcher, but next biggest play after that, only one other play actually that went for more than 9 yards after those two touchdowns. Second down and a long 7 to go. Lears going to run the option, keeps it early now, fakes the pitch, dancing around, got a block, and he dives up close to the 30. Going to be a yard short of a first down, a lot of indecision there, and a job by Lears to at least keep a hold of the football. We'll see Fulton calls here on a third down and one, just shy of their own 34.
Penetration into the backfield, and Lears wanted to pitch the ball and made the right decision not to. Able to cut out field and get what he could. A gain of 6 yards brings up a third and one. Good vision on that play.
Fulton on third down, 2 out of 4 in the first half. A couple times led to a touchdown, a couple times they didn't convert, led to a punt. Here's a changing of the play. Audible call by Lears. He checks the running back to the left side. He wants to run the option. He pitches it quick, and Gary Booth made a man miss. Look out! Booth at the 40. Gets the block from Fletcher at the 50. Booth slips in and tackled at the 45. He almost took that one to the house on third and one. Lears calls the audible, gets Holton into a better play, and Aiden actually had a chance to make that tackle at the line of scrimmage, but Booth made one man miss and then got a huge gain.
And they defended it well other than making the tackle. They had the quarterback. They forced the pitch. They had the corner out here who had Booth in his sights. It was going to be a tackle for loss on third down. Garrison Booth slipped the tackle, gets upfield 27 yards into Aiden territory and a first down for the Holton Wildcats.
Jacob Padilla, the corner on the near side. He's a junior. Holton got first and 10 now from the Hayden 43. A lot of shifting by Hayden. They go to a five-man front. Holton gives to Booth. Off right tackle. Stood up. Bounces forward. And he turns legs down close to the 40-yard line. Gain of about 3 there for Holton. As this Wildcat team at home looks to take their first lead of the contest tonight. They've never been down by more than 7. That ties at 7-14.
Hayden's done just such a great job of not missing tackles. That was the first time that they missed an opportunity to make a tackle and led to a big gain for Holton.
Second, a long 7 to go again. They break up the wishbone. Jaden Fletcher in a slot on the left. They want a pass. Lears all day, going deep for Jaden Fletcher, who makes the catch at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! And Matthew Lears does not know often, but what he does, 6 points go up on the scoreboard for Jaden Fletcher, his first reception of the season at 41 yards, and it gives Holton their first lead here in Substate tonight.
You just simply can't put 11 guys in the box and expect Holton to not eventually exploit it. And Jaden Fletcher was 25 yards wide open in the secondary. All he had to do was catch the ball and jog into the end zone. Any of one of us in the press box could have scored. He was so wide open. They sold the fake so well. And the Wildcats take their first lead of the night. And there's some excitement from these freezing cold fans on the near sideline. They're standing and cheering as the Holton team takes the lead.
9 minutes, 14 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. It's Holton 21, Hayden 17. We head to a timeout, and we'll be back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Welcome back to Holton High School with studio engineer Joseph Kerr. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tanky. Holton leading 21-17 now over Hayden. Matt Lears has completed 12 passes this season, and that was his 10th touchdown pass of the year. 12 completions, 10 of which have gone for a touchdown.
The key there is, you know, Holton's eventually going to try the pass. It's all about the timing, and it's all about which pass. You know, which play-action pass you want to run. What route can you execute it? And he was so wide open, you just throw the ball and catch the ball, boys, and they did.
Turned by J.C. Cummings, who kind of slipped there at the 30 and tackled at the 32. Lucas Batts downfield, and Holton seems to have a little bit of momentum here. We'll see what the defense does as they take the field for the first time, and Hayden has to play from behind, also starting at their own 34-yard line.
Now the question does Hayden get away from what they've been doing? And it isn't the throwing of the football that they've been doing. Yeah, they got a long touchdown pass, but they went 6 of 16 through the air in the first half. They were successful running the football, maintaining drives, averaging over 5 yards per carry in the first half.
Cummings in the wing spot on the near side, two running backs behind Wallmeyer. Motion to the left by Cummings, and the handoff to the fullback. The big stick, a little sandwich there, is Braden Rose. Was hit high by Gary Booth and low by Jace Boswell. Here's the safety come up, finish off the tackle after a gain of 3 on first down. 15, the clock rolling. We're in the third quarter. First time that Hayden's had the football here in the second half. Bill Arnold, 156 games down at Scott City, 56-17 now in his 15th year at Hayden with 141 wins during that time. Here's 2nd and 7. Little reverse play. Vinci broke a tackle, cut back up the middle, broke another. He's at the 50 and holds on to by Eli Hallauer. Rips him down by the jersey. With Hallauer didn't hang on. She might have taken it all the way. Still gets up to midfield. A few times now that she's able to kind of slip off the initial blue jersey contact.
Good run there and some yards after contact. And yes, if there's any question about whether Hayden would panic down 4 points, I think those fears can be rested if you're a Hayden fan. And they go right back to the ground, two plays and a first down, and right at midfield with the football.
So we're in for the long haul, too, you're saying?
I think so. Four-quarter game.
Holton by 4 points here. It's 1st and 10, 8, midfield. But on the reverse play, a little cut back up the middle. Tackle after a gain of about 3. Side reverse. Dunchy again. He was tackled by Cooper Baxter. Had a great game last week down at Girard. Starting on both sides, he's going to get a little breather here. Barnett will place him at the nose guard position, and Hayden's got 2nd down and almost 8 to go. Good job by Dunchy and Cummings. I think they've got good vision tonight. They're cutting it up a little bit quicker instead of letting the play go stretched out further to the sideline. I think that vision, when they've cut it up and back to the middle, it's been pretty good. Here's the flip! Holy moly, Matt Lears.
That's how you take on a block.
Oh.
He leveled the blocker, not the ball carrier, and the blocker took out the runner.
Oh, my.
Ooh. That was some big-time collision at the line of scrimmage, Justin. Oh, my goodness, and this crowd is, their jaws are on the floor.
I'm almost speechless, and it's tough to explain because you talk about stuff.
He'd seen enough of the sweep, and he saw the sweep coming and came up from the safety position and took out the lead blocker who took out the ball carrier.
Holy moly! 2 yards off. It's 3rd down and 10 after that play, and here's Wallmeyer. They pitch it back on a double reverse. Schickel's head in the backfield. Tackled at the line of scrimmage. The Holton defense is held and will get the football back with the lead. It was a double reverse play on 3rd and 10 for Hayden, and Holton was not fooled.
And there is a lot of excitement on the near sideline for good reason, Justin, and they're going to get the football back, and Hayden, unless they fake punt this in midfield, will punt the football back to Matt Lears. I'm going to tell you, Matt Lears is a pretty stoic kid when he's playing football. You don't see a lot of emotion. That was the most emotion you've seen out of him after that big play. Knew he made a big play.
It means
and let everybody
something.
Knew about it.
It means something here tonight. Here's the kick, and it's going to go out of bounds.
Boy,
to the
great punt,
yeah. Which is, I mean, let's be honest, only about, you know, 7-8 yards off the playing field, but still not even able to get it inside the 20 or the 25. That punt from the 50 tank is only about a 22-yard punt there, and Holton's going to get it with 5:44 to go here in the third quarter.
So, do you remember a bigger hit than that?
No, but he's made two or three like that tonight, and you're exactly correct. Talking about this emotion that we're seeing from Matt Lears tonight, this passion and what he's, you know, doing to try to be a leader for his team, bring the crowd into this game. Super exciting to watch here in Substate.
Well, you love the hit there because, you know, that's not a defensive player. That's the lead blocker. He's coming to hit you, and instead Matt went and hit him.
Double tight wishbone set. First and 10 from the 28. Fake to the fullback. Give it to Booth. Yeah, he's gone! He's gone! He's chasing behind, but it doesn't matter. 30, 20, 10, 5, and tackle. That's a two. Oh, he did not quite get in. I've never seen Gary Booth top from behind until tonight. It's going to be goal to go. Jensen Strickle, the young sophomore for Hayden, caught him. But you talk about shooting out of a cannon. That is a 64-yard run by Mr. Big Play, Gary Booth.
A very quiet first half, and you thought he was off to the races. It shows you the speed of Hayden's Jensen Strickle able to run him down. But the Wildcats first and goal at the 8-yard line. And you can feel the momentum. You can feel it snowballing on Hayden right now. Holton playing with so much enthusiasm and momentum right now.
Booth over 100 yards rushing now at that tote again here tonight. Goal to go from the 8. Lears gives to Fletcher, who cuts down after a gain of about a yard. Straight between the tackles there. And Holton looking to go up 2 scores here with under 5 minutes to play in this third quarter. Have a ton of momentum. The senior leaders. Some huge fire inside that heart and jersey tonight.
What do I call the home run play for Holton, Justin? Counter? That was the counter to Gary Booth for 64.
Can't believe he got gone. Yeah, he made me look like an idiot as a broadcaster. Second down and cold to go. I've just never seen it. From the 7-yard line with Holton leading by 4. This time they run left side and onto the 5, maybe the 4. It's a gain of about 3 yards, tackle made by middle linebacker Jude Conrad. No goal to go, and this will be a third down play, and it's going to be just inside the 4-yard line where Holton will snap it here.
There's some speed on the other side of the field. I'm telling you, this Ben Dunchy and Strickle ran him down. Those are some fast kids.
Third and goal, officially from the 3. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Lears gets the snap, hands it. No, he keeps it, and he's going to get to the near side and take it in for the touchdown. Everybody bit for the fake handoff, and Matthew Lears has his second rushing touchdown of the night. Big plays by Holton on both sides of the football as Holton takes a 10-point lead.
Sucking in, sucking in, sucking in, and this time he keeps it untouched. 3 yards, trots into the end zone, a 2-score lead as the time dwindles here in the third quarter. A huge run by Garrison Booth, the touchdown by Matt Lears, and the Wildcats of Holton. The only excitement here on the near sideline.
Trying to make it an 11-point margin. Lears did his first 3 PATs. He's now made 60 PATs this season. Check that. There's number 61. We're headed to a break. 3:35 left, third quarter. Holton by 11. Our score as we head to the timeout here on Care Radio is now Holton 28, Hayden Catholic 17.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Care Radio on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tanking. 3:35 left, third quarter. Holton now ahead, 28-17. Holton has had the football twice in this second half. 5 plays, 79 yards. Their first drive, 1-yard TD pass from Matt Lears to Jaden Fletcher. This last drive, only 4 plays, 3 yards. Matt Lears with a 3-yard touchdown run. That possession set up. by a 64-yard run from Gary Booth. Colton leads by 11. Hayden, who went five plays and out the first time they had it, we'll get it back here. He comes on the return. It was a short kick. He was the up man, a slower target, and it'll be about the 36-yard line where Hayden gets it. But all the momentum that Colton had, this is a huge point in this game. I feel like Colton smells that blood in the water a little bit, and Hayden's got to play his part here.
Yeah, a couple things. For Holton, you feel it. You feel the momentum, but you know that Hayden has big play potential. Now, the question is, does Hayden get back again to the ground game? Still plenty of time for Hayden. They're down two scores. They can still run the football. They don't have to get pass happy if they don't want to. Do they stay patient on this drive?
Sophomore quarterback Jet Wallmeyer with motion in the play action wants to go deep sideline. He's got his man, but overshot him. Boy, three steps downfield in front of Eli Hallauer with sophomore Jensen Strickle. You're going to be talking about Wallmeyer and Strickle, two sophomores, for the next 2 years on this Hayden team. And that's the play they scored a 70-yard touchdown on the first snap of the night. And they had a chance there, but Wallmeyer overthrew the target. Ben Dungey is trying to stretch out some leg cramps. It looks like he's going to have to hobble off the sideline here. The lead running back and lead receiver tonight for Hayden has to exit before it's second down and 10.
That's something to monitor when we see 33 back in here. That's a key cog in that offense. And pretty good coverage there by Hallauer. He's just a faster kid. He was trying to keep up with Schrickle. It's kind of an out and up, and he didn't really bite on the fake. He was just getting outrun down the field. Luckily for Hallauer, it was overthrown. Wallmeyer overshot his target.
14-0, third quarter so far for Holton, has the home team up by 11. It's over three to play here in the third. It's second down and 10. Motion to the left, and they flip it to the left, and the ball's fumbled, and Holton picks it up. The ball's fumbled and recovered by Dalton Roush. The first turnover of the game, and the Holton defense, and the celebration of pandemonium takes place on the near sideline. Recovering the fumble, Dalton Roush, a D tackle, and the second leading stopper on this team, and a takeaway, and Holton's got it here at the Hayden 31.
An interesting play call, Justin. It's Ben Dungey checks out of the game. The backup running back looked like it was Ethan Florence in there. Hasn't carried the ball yet. Not even on my stat sheet. He was going to get the pitch. It was fumbled, and Dalton Roush picks it up. Holton, again, like you said, smelling blood in the water. They get the ball at the 31-yard line at Hayden here.
I think it's a pass play.
Maybe.
Up 11 from the Hayden 31. Hayden's got a lot of guys on the box again. Matt Lear's looking over the defense. Now ready. Cooper Baxter will snap it to him as the snap comes, and it's an option play. And here's the pitch, and Booth at the 30, tackled at the 29. Good job wrapping up there and securing the stop with the corner, Jacob Padilla, and a gain of just a yard or two for Holton there on first down. So, Ben Dungey back out there yet defensively. I think it was just some leg cramps because he was kind of trying to stretch calf muscles out a little bit before jogging off the field. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Double tight, full wishbone set. Boswell in as a fullback. Fletcher and Booth behind him. Lear's ready on second down and a short nine. Now they check Fletcher out of the backfield to the right side. Lears, one for one with the touchdown passing. He's going to option it to the far side. Lears wants to keep this one. He has two defenders on him. Gets rid of one, and now he's hit as he was wrapped up and going to be tackled for about a two-yard loss. Lears never really got the shoulder pass turned upfield. And a little talking here amongst teammates. Now he's in your backfield. Boswell, Booth, and Fletcher, and Lears. Those guys were playing fourth-grade tackle football and playing for championships at Arrowhead Stadium when they were real young and trying to get to their first-ever high school state title with a victory here tonight at all.
Play bulk of their careers with high expectations, maybe the highest expectations of any class that's come through. And
third and 12, ball on the right hash. Holton wants the pass. Lear's looking, has only one receiver, airs it deep. Over the middle, it's Fletcher. He caught it! He scored it! We got it again! Fletcher on a pass play, 33 yards, to all he does is pass for touchdowns, Matthew Lears. Another, and it was third and 12. But the 33-yard touchdown pass is Holton's third straight touchdown here in the third quarter, and it's a three-score lead.
Justin, I said on the last one, any of us could have caught that one. Not that time. That was Jaden Fletcher. He sold the run. He approached the corner like he was going to block him, and then he jetted down the field. He was not wide open, but he outran the corner just enough, and Matt Lears put it into his hands, and into the end zone he went. Touchdown, Jaden Fletcher. Touchdown, Holton.
No receptions for Jaden Fletcher all season, but here in the semifinals, he's got two catches for 74 yards, and both of them have gone for touchdowns tonight. The PAT missed it. Lears pulled this one wide to the left as one of just a few misses all season for Lears on the PAT. We're taking a break. A minute 23 left in the third quarter. Three Holton touchdowns, and our score is now Holton 34, Hayden 17.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Game was a Hayden fumble, and three plays later on 3rd and 12, Holton hits another home run. Another passing touchdown from Lears to Fletcher for the second time in the second half. Gorgeous like that. 34-17. It's doubled up as Holton gets set to kick it away. A minute 23 left here in the third quarter. Kick angle to the near sideline again. It'll be fielded just shy of the 25. They put Schrickle over there. Schrickle wants to go wide to the far side left this time, and he got around one. He got around Schrick, and he's hit by Lears, the kicker, and tackled, but up across the 36. Boy, Lucas Babcock went out. He did. Took a shot there. Schrickle. So Holton, a big kick into that spot, They put Schrickle there instead of Cummings, kind of a blocker. So able to get the ball into the hands of one of their speedsters, and a decent return clear across the field. Hey, got to be real careful here. Threw him 36 yards line.
Down 17 points. Now it's a three-score game, and now you got to wonder, can they continue to try to stay patient?
They may have to throw the ball at this point. Pocket a minute 12 to go in the quarter, and they'll hand it off. Reverse play. Dungey trying to get around the corner. 40-45, a dive and a miss, and a first down into Holton territory. Oswell finally got over there. He's chatting with Barnett about something here, and Holton had a couple attempts there, but couldn't quite tackle Dungey.
He's got another level of speed, and you saw two or three guys for Holton there taking poor angles, underestimating how fast and defend Dungey is. 13 carries, 93 yards. Nice run there for a gain of 19.
Apparently no leg cramp issues at this point now for Dungey. First down at the Holton 45. Quarterback Jent Wallmeyer sends Cummings in motion to the left. He wants to pass. In the pocket, has time, fakes, now in trouble. He's hit as he throws it away. He had three guys there, Ammon, Gilliland, and Barnett. And Wallmeyer realized, uh-oh, I just got to get rid of this ball in a hurry. Nobody was home where he threw it on that far side in 2nd and 10.
Both these teams, especially Holton, will have pass plays. There's one guy out on the route. We've seen that from Hayden tonight, too, a time or two. Again, not many options there. He wasn't open. That pocket just crumbled around him, and he did a good job to get rid of it.
Get down as the play clock could be at 10 before the quarterback even gets into the huddle, but clear over to the sideline to get the play. Play clock at 6:54. Hayden's at the line of scrimmage. Wallmeyer looks. He sees it, too. 1 second, got it off. A whistle and a timeout. Well, they actually got the play off, but Bill Arnold didn't think they were going to, and the Hayden coach has to waste his first timeout here in the second half.
Play clock went down quickly, and after an incomplete pass where you throw it away, sometimes it takes a little while to get back up and get stuff dusted off, get back in the huddle, and that just took entirely too long for Hayden's offense.
Well, the ball's on a near hash, Tank, so the quarterback after that play had to run clear across the field, get the call from his head coach, right, clear back out to the huddle. I mean, it took a little bit. Here's a chance to thank some of our Holton Channel sponsors. Season-long coverage of the Wildcats on the Holton Channel this year, the MFC Sports Radio Network. Thanks to Mark Ashland Construction. Also, Heart to Home. Other Holton Channel season-long sponsors included Bell Plumbing, Wilson Tire in Holton. Also, thanks to Jets Pizza, Complete Chiropractic Care Center.
Austin Impressions, one of the Holton Channel sponsors this year, as well as V&B Propane and Mountain Pine Oil Company, and a few others to thank include Medical Pharmacy in Holton, Grassroots Lawn Care, also the Pines of Holton, Belleville Law Office, and Safe. Seatbelts are for everyone. Those Holton Channel sponsors. It's just an audio-only broadcast on the Holton Channel tonight at MSCSports.net. Not permitted to do video because it was an exclusive contract with ASHSAA and the NFHS Network. Second and 10 out of the timeout by Hayden. They've got it at the Holton 45, but they trail by 17. Olmeyer under center gets the snap. Three-step drop. Looks on a little quick out, and it's caught and tackled. After a 5-yard gain in the 40-yard line, Hallauer takes down Jensen Trickle, and it'll bring up third down.
Safe pass and catch, and Holton will give that up. You keep the receivers in front of you at this point with a 3-score lead. A good tackle there by Hallauer. The gain of 6, the first completed pass for Hayden here in the second half.
We'll have to run at least one more play in this third quarter with under 30 seconds to go because the play clock's down to 20. Carter Charvat gets to the line of scrimmage. He is the center. Mason Charvat, the guard, next to Joe Otting, Ben Evans, and Josiah Todwong, the rest of the O-line. Here's a fake handoff and another pass play. Walmart throws it deep and incomplete. Receiver not quite turned. It was the sophomore tight end, Trayton Swan, that was the target, but the ball was kind of flying by his face as he turned to receive it there in the middle of the field, and I don't know if he had a chance to catch it anyway. He's probably going to go for it here. Fourth down from the Holton 40 yards on
it. Four down territory, down 3 scores at the 39-yard line of Holton. That was a steam route, but really pretty well covered there by Holton. Had some blue jerseys in the area, and then the throw was off the mark. Jet Wallmeyer is 7 of 20 for 121 yards and a touchdown so far.
Probably going to throw it again here, right?
Fourth and four. You know, I don't know if it's run the ball. I feel like they've gotten a little impatient. I know they're down 3 scores, but we'll see.
Coming to the slot on the right. Motion comes to the right. On fourth down. Flag flies. They didn't get the snap off in time. How many times has Hayden shot themselves in the foot by not getting the play called soon enough and either having to burn all their time out or take a huge delay call? This one's going to make it fourth and nine.
Now you have to pass the football on fourth and nine. And reminiscent of the first game against Hayden, Holton Hayden. Hayden just wasn't sharp. A lot of procedure penalties and a lot of mistakes. They've been much better tonight, with the exception of, like you said, the delayed play calls and getting in just a little bit late. They had to take a delay there.
One fourth and nine from the 44 of Holton. Wallmeyer fakes the handoff. Otting picks up the blitzer. The ball flopped it out and incomplete. Well over the head of Braden Rose, the fullback. Play had no chance. And while the Holton offense has had it 3 times and scored 3 touchdowns here in the third quarter, Hayden has had it 3 times as well. Punt, fumble, and a turnover on downs.
Total reversal of the script from the first half is Hayden just with 41 yards of offense in the third quarter. Meanwhile, Holton racking up 181 yards of offense, 74 coming through the air. And a 3-score lead. Holton can smell it. Fourth quarter coming up after this play.
Two halves to this point. The dominating third quarter. Tristan Bear and Charlie Gilliland are the tight ends. Cooper Baxter is the center. Tristan McCammon out there at right guard next to Tyler Phillips. Abbott Huntley and Dalton Roush are on the near side of the line. Holton with the wishbone, and they give him the fullback. Not too many times tonight. Play only for about 1 yard, and the third quarter will end. It'll be Holton's football thrown 45 with about a second and nine play when we come back. Big third quarter for Holton here at home. The winner goes to the state championship game next Saturday in Hutchinson. We're taking a one-minute timeout with our studio engineer, Joseph Kerr. We'll be back in 1 minute with our score as we head to the fourth. Holton 34, Hayden 17.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Well, it's the start of the fourth quarter. First play of the fourth quarter. Holton on offense. A pitch on the option. Gary Booth takes it across to midfield. Early pitch that time for Matthew Lears on second down and nine. Got about 6 or 7 yards, which is going to bring up a manageable third down here for Holton. They just won that third quarter by a score of 20-0. Holton never trailed in the first half and was down 17-14 at the break. Now ahead, doubled up, Hayden 34-17. Third down and three, a long three, almost four. Holton on a third and 12, got a touchdown on their previous drive. Two touchdown passes in that third quarter from Lears to Fletcher. On third and three this time, Lears will hand it off, and Gary Booth will slice his way. What looks to be a first down. It's pretty close, but I think he's got it to the Hayden 46-yard line, blocked by Tyler Phillips, who got up a little bit gimpy there at the end of that play. If they want a major, this is really a great spot, so he still got it.
Probably measure this one.
Yep, I think you're right. It has it, but yeah, it's real close. 10 minutes and 58 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Quick reminder, we got Benedictine playoff football coming up tomorrow. We hope you'll tune in for the broadcast. Of course, the legend, the Hall of Famer, Tom Count, and Gus Count's on the call tomorrow. Benedictine starts their playoff run. We'll have all the action for you here on KAIR 93.7 against Southwest College. Benedictine for one seed.
Southwestern College out of Winfield?
Yes. Yeah.
First down, Holton, by the way.
Great question.
What's the Southwestern mascot?
It's a bird. It's not a swather, but it's like, isn't it?
Nope. Wrong one.
It's the KCAC.
The Mound Builders.
Mound Builders.
They have the, call themselves the Jinx. The actual mascot is a black cat. Mound Builder, but whatever.
First point update. Andale 28, Clay Center 0. So Andale, PA for one seed, kind of defending state champs. To be heading to Hutchins perhaps next Saturday as well for this game here. Got a first and 10. They converted there on third down and three. Option play, and the pitch goes to Fletcher. J.J. at the 45 and tackled from behind at about the 42. Thought he had some more room, but tackled from behind by J.C. Cummings, and then some extracurricular activity right over in front of the Hayden sideline.
Yeah. I'll say this about this officiating crew. It's been a 180 from last week. They've let these kids play. A lot less flags. John going over on the far sideline, and they split it up, and no flags. Don't. Play on.
Second and six. Holton up by 17. Looking for a knockout punch just about at this point. Holton has not been stopped in the second half. They've really been stopped only twice in this game. That matter, Holton's only been stopped about twice in the last four weeks. Second and six. It's another option play. Lears pitches it back. This one's corralled by Booth one-on-one here with Strickle and goes down at the 41. Only a gain of about one. Strickle played that one well. Gary shake and bake on that play to be able to get away after running for over 350 last week. More talking between Booth and a couple of the Hayden defenders.
But Strickle, he's a good player.
Yeah.
There's
a tough one.
It's the speed and his ability to shed a block. Jaden Fletcher was the lead blocker on that option play, and corners for Hayden, very shifty, did a great job of shedding blocks, and they made the option pretty difficult tonight.
They're down in five, but Holton is in four down territory, just over 9 minutes to go in the game. Here's the counter play, back to Booth, is hit and tackled at the 40.
Go on.
Just 1 yard, yeah, Austin and Evans, the two big linemen for
three down. That was a shot.
Timeout. Booth says I'm fine.
Down
the eight. Got a guy stretching out leg cramp.
He's laying there because he was laid on by the injured Hayden foot.
Evans is stretching out the leg here. Colts can have 4th and 4 with 8:54 to go here in this ball game. Holton trying to advance to a state football title game for the first time since 2015, which is crazy. Team that averages 9 or 10 wins per year in the 2017 that Coach Brooks Varda has been with Holton. Holton won state titles in 2003 and in 2005. Last time they won state was in 2012. They were state runner-up in 15 as well as 2010. And well, speaking of Hayden, that's the 8-99. Couple runner-up years for Holton, who had big collisions against Hayden those seasons in the late 1990s.
So you mentioned 2012, the last team to win a state title here. This Holton offense, did some research here a couple weeks, I don't know if you ever got it on the broadcast, this Holton offense is the highest scoring offense, at least during the regular season, since that 2012 team. And people talk about that defense from 2012, and over 50 points a game in the regular season. So definitely an offense juggernaut as well. But this offense has went almost toe-to-toe with that offense. Definitely a firepower with this offense, with the way this offensive line is gelled. They could have scored more. They backed off pretty quickly in the second half a lot of the season. Don't forget, they also took a knee inside the Hayden 10-yard line at the end of the Hayden game back in Week 7. Holton won that game 37-13. They're winning tonight 34-17, but they got a 4th down and 4 trying to draw Hayden off sides. Hayden flinched, but nobody else moved. Play clock at 7. Now Lears takes the snap, gives to Fletcher, straight ahead, first down, runs over defender. Hayden's inside the 30-yard line. To the 28 as the home team celebrates, and Fletcher says, come on, get behind us. We're trying to get the hutch.
Love it. They go on the hard count, and Holton does that sometimes where they'll go on, you don't go on 2 or 3, they go on like, oh, 2, 3. Amazing. Defense thinks that they're not running a play. And then they run a dive on 4th and 4 and get 11 yards and a first down. The statement run there by Jaden Fletcher and a statement run by that offensive line. First down catch.
The clock moving, becoming a factor. 8:12 to go in this game. It's first down for Holton. Now at the Hayden 29-yard line. 7th play of the drive. After converting on 4th and 4, back to Fletcher. And he's got a first down at the 20, down close to the 15. As Fletcher able to bounce that one out on the near side, Gary Booth got his hand moving up around his mouth, and he's holding a bowl with his left hand. He says, it's time to eat, boys. Let's go punch another one in.
Hayden Fletcher goes over 100 yards with that run. Now 10 carries for 107, a couple catches for 74 yards for J.J.
Over 100 yards rushing last week. Another one of those Holton seniors. They have the football up 17 in the red zone now. And they'll break up the bone. It goes to a slot position on the left side. Lear's using time. Play clock down to 5 as he takes the snap. It's a counterplay. Fletcher, big hole. Fletcher at the 10 to the 5. He stretches the football out. He did not quite get in. They mark him down at the 1. Matt Lears goes to celebrate. And, man, these seniors are loving on one another right now. And they are feeding off the adrenaline and excitement as they keep this clock moving. Now at the 1-yard line, it's goal to go.
Beautifully executed counter as the entire defense for Hayden took a false step. Huge hole on the right side, and boy, I thought Jaden Fletcher got into the end zone right there, but it's first down and goal at the 1. Wildcats will take it as the clock will continue to run. A few more seconds off here before this first and goal play.
Fletcher has a 47-yard touchdown run. He also has 2 touchdown receptions already in this game. First down from the 1-yard line with under 7 minutes now remaining in this game. And they get to the fullback in a big pile that's pushed into the end zone as Holton has scored again. And the seniors celebrate. Holton is 4 for 4 on touchdown drives here in the second half. And this time, back from injury, it's Chase Boswell taking it in for the score. Rushing touchdown number 13 on the season.
Flag on the play, but I think this is well after the play, Justin, as Chase Boswell just being the legs, pushing the pile forward. The linemen, although they only need a yard to get in the end zone, this is going to be, I think, against Hayden. Dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct against Hayden Catholic. Holt Wildcats will take it on the kickoff. It's 40-17 Holton.
Hayden led 17-14 at halftime. It's been all Holton since then, including one takeaway for their defense. The Holton offense has been unstoppable here in the second half. Bolton has scored over 35 points every single game and win since week one this. Now they're over 40 here tonight, which is the ninth time as the Fletcher slipped down. He kicked it up and in. Or excuse me, Leary slipped down as he kicked it.
Totally slipped. And it still squeaked over the crossbar, and it was good.
Well, for Moulton, doesn't matter. Wildcats at home leading the Wildcats from the capital city. We had a 30-second timeout here and 6:57. All that's left here in this sub-state semifinal battle. It is now Moulton 41, Hayden Catholic 17.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Alongside Mike Tanking, also a shout-out to Kyler Catherines running the audio, our scoreboard, and the production on the Moulton channel tonight at MSDSports.net. Our producer-engineer at the Care Studios and just in this evening, Joseph Kerr. 15-yard penalty assessed on this kickoff, so Holton's actually going to kick it from the Hayden 45. A penalty against Hayden. Conclusion of that touchdown. Boswell's first kick of the night with this, and then he'll be picked up at the 2 and then fumbled and picked up again at the 3. Now at the 10-yard line, straight ahead, breaking a tackle at the 15, now coming near sideline. Some reason turning around and looking at Logan Altenberg and saying, come tackle me, I guess. He stopped. He had some room ahead of him, but he stopped and turned around and looked at the defender, Logan Altenberg, and the sophomore just goes and tackles him down.
Now, Braden Rose knows he's not Ben Dunshy, and he knows he's not Jensen Frickle. His game is not straightaway speed. Assumed he was going to be tracked down. Had a lot more running room up the sideline than he realized, but at any rate, Hayden gets the ball at their own 24.
Hayden's running out of options. Maybe running out of confidence at this point here as well. First and 10 from their own 24. They'll run it to Dunshy around the right side. Diving a miss by Hernandez. All our dives and misses, and Dunshy runs out of bounds. Excuse me, that was Schick over there. That second man to try to corral or get Dunshy forced to the sideline. Fletcher's going to come in here and replace Matt Lears defensively at a safety spot, and Aiden's got a first down with that play.
Dunshy, he's a fast running back. He's going to be a problem.
Still only a junior,
The
two sophomores we talked about, they'll return two of their starting five offensive linemen, their sophomore tight end. That's going to be a good Hayden team, maybe a better Hayden team next year. There's two big best lineman. Not a good young guy. From the 36 now, he's got a first and 10. Moulton ahead, 41-17. Midway point, fourth quarter. Taking, Wallmeyer running, and into a double team, and ooh, some pads popping, and you can hear it up here. Gain of about 8 for the quarterback. Wallmeyer on the little scramble run there. Oswell and Hernandez laid the wood. It'll bring up second down and 2.
One of the out and up on the far side, and Holton was seen it, and Holton was all over it, and then he had some running room. Gained 9 yards on the play action.
Huge crowd here tonight. Second meeting of the year between Holton and Hayden. We're under 6 minutes to go in the contest. Hayden on second and short, and they fumble it. Cummings picks it up. It's going to be hit for a loss back at the 40-yard line. A 5-yard loss. Booth, a couple other guys there, and kind of mishandling it was Cummings a little bit there. By the way, one final already in. A local team has been eliminated in Class 1A with St. Mary's beating Centralia tonight 46-16. Centralia undefeated going into tonight, but they lose at St. Mary's High 46-16. Central last check ahead 24-14. in the fourth quarter. So 10-point lead for Nemaha over Sabatha. Here's third down play, throw, and a catch. McGibney, the freshman, with his second reception of the night, a first down across the 50 to the Holton 47-yard line, as Hayden able to convert there on third down.
Another one that we're going to be seeing again next year and the year after and the year after. That's a good athlete. See how fluid McGibney runs. Ninth grader, very fluid runner, athletic-looking kid.
Prize for Gary Booth tonight. His brother Jordan came back, who's serving in our military for this upstate game. A little quick pitch, trying to get to the outside. Does he tackle? Way behind the line of scrimmage. It's a 7-yard loss. It's Matthew Rears that comes up to make this tackle for a big loss. They're on first down. The safety making a tackle for a 7-yard loss.
Tell me that Matt Lears can't play safety at a very high level at the next. Tell me that he can't do that.
I mean, I can guarantee he can kick at the next level, and I think play some defense, too.
He plays the safety position like you want to play the safety position at the next level. He plays like a linebacker. You see him making plays in the secondary. You see him making plays at or behind the line of scrimmage. Big play, 5 yards on that loss there.
Getting long, play action, rolling out. That might be a hold. Yes, it is. Flag, completed pass, but Abbott Humley was getting held here. There's a penalty flag for holding back at the 39-yard line.
And falling incomplete over there.
Yeah.
Depends on where they're going to mark off the foul from. If they mark it from the flag like it in the first half, Holton's going to decline this.
Everybody saw that holding pretty plain. Two guys, one for Hayden, one for Holton there, 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage after the quarterback, and Holton's got a decision. 4:07 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Flag is sitting at the 39-yard line of Hayden. Line of scrimmage was 47. Second down and 16. Pass fell incomplete. Find the penalty at third and 16.
That's the market from the 39 back to the 49, right?
Then take the foul, then it's going to replay second down from back there. Let's see what they do.
Central just scored another touchdown. They lead 30-14. So Nemaha had 30-14 over Sabetha in the 2A substate. Andale has won 36-0. So Andale back into the state title game in Hutch next week, 36-0. They shut out Clay Center.
They're going to mark this from the flag again. Second time they've done this.
Wow. So Holton got an extra 4 yards because it was penalized wrong in the first half. And they're getting an extra 7 yards here that they shouldn't on this penalty.
Half play comes to the original spot. Not the spot of the flag. Now it's second down, and
they're going to recruit you away to officiate varsity football tank, but they're not going to be able to wrestle you away from this broadcast.
Uh-oh. I'll start.
Keep moving it fast. Now second down and 38 instead of second and 33. Kind of feel like we've reached the point in the game that Hayden would like to get on the bus and go.
You know it? Old Wildcats. Fans come to their feet during this timeout. Timeout, Hayden. Second down and 38 yards to go, and they call timeout. And Holton is excited. Take their shot at Andale, huh?
14-14 tonight here at the end of one quarter, and Hayden had the lead, 17-14 at halftime. But a 27-0 second half, Holton is completely dominated. Does indeed look like they will get their shot. So many teams have against Andale during their 50 wins.
So if we can all agree that this one's still in the bag, which I think we're probably at that point. Talk about this senior class and the amount of pressure that they've played on for their entire career, expectations. I think you could say that next week, for the first time in their whole career, they get to play with no pressure. Do you agree? They're not the favorite. They're the underdogs. Everybody says it's Andale's to lose. How fun is that?
Play here for Hayden. Pendunchy around the right side. It was, again, second and 38. Dippers
touchdown on the field at the end of these plays now as well, as the carry goes up to the 38-yard line. So that's a gain of 14. To be third down now for Hayden. Starters still out there for both teams. Starters fourth quarter, second week in a row for Holton. Hadn't happened much this season. Hope to push Andale to the brinks of the fourth quarter next week in Hutchins.
Fourth quarter game next week. That'd be a lot of fun.
Other teams go in hoping to play a four-score game against Down. Guess what? Think delay of game right. Against Tate. This time they're on the far side hash right over by their sideline, but that's something that Coach Arnold's got to take a little bit of responsibility for, right? I mean, like, you can only have so many delay of games, and even with burning three or four timeouts. And
you can see the body language. If my body language tells you everything you need to know right now with Hayden, knowing that about 3 minutes left in their season, and game that went perfectly according to script for them in the first half, did a 180 in the second half.
Third and 29, here's the give. Simple handoff up the middle will gain about 6 yards. Fourth down, and Hayden will have to punt. Hayden will finish 10-2 this season. Those two losses both come at the hands of the Holton Wildcats. Happened for Holton a couple of years ago. They finished with a couple losses. Both those were to Perry LeCompton. Last year, Holton was 11-0 and went down and lost the sub-state game at Frontenac. Here for the first time in three tries, look to punch that ticket on through to the state title game. Here's the fourth down and long play. Allmeyer going to throw it deep, and it is, oh, I thought it was intercepted. Allauer took a shot, though, and couldn't quite hang on. Allauer is okay, and Holton will get the football back. That ball intended for Dunchy nearly intercepted. Holton takes over at the Hayden 40-yard line.
Now, Justin, I said about the first Hayden and Holton matchup this year that game wasn't even as close as the score might have indicated. This game was closer than this score is going to indicate. If we're being honest, for a half. Holton had to go to the air twice. Hayden was all about it in the first half. Holton was tested. Love how they responded in this.
Pretty short post game coming up. Tink and I will take the opportunity to go down and celebrate with the kids on this team. Here's some long run for Jaden Fletcher. 20-yard line down near the 10. Holton's got the backup quarterback Eli Hallauer in. They've started to substitute, but they just got a huge gain from the Hayden 39-yard line down to the 11. So 28 yards on that run for Jaden Fletcher.
Now the leading ball carrier on the night, 12 carries for 148 yards and a touchdown. Big hole on the right side of that offensive line on that play.
Like a player of the game coming up during our care post-game show, and that might be pretty easy. God, boy, Mr. Fletcher's had a night, terrific night. Last week it was Gary Booth with over 350 yards rushing at Girard. Here's the fullback into the end zone, and another touchdown for Holton. This one for Ja'Kari Washington on an 11-yard run. The Holton backup fullback, Ja'Kari, ends for the fourth touchdown this season.
Sorry with his first carry of the night and a big hole. Nice job by the offensive line and the senior Ja'Kari getting into the scorebook as well. Wildcats now lead this one by 30 with a minute 40 left.
Try for the extra point. Talked about the seniors a lot. What's pretty cool is you look at the scoring summary here is that a lot of seniors getting a chance to taste the sweet nectar of the end zone here tonight. Lear's Tex on the PAT. It is 48-17. 48-17. Holton, senior Ja'Kari Washington scores. Also in this fourth quarter, senior Jace Boswell scored. Senior to senior Matt Lear's to Jaden Fletcher two different times tonight as well. This battle of Wildcats, now all Holton with a minute 40 to go. We return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Welcome back to studio engineer Joseph Kern. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Mike Hinking. 34-0, second half for Holton. Wildcats up big now in this one. They kick it off, and the tackle will be made just shy of the 30-yard line. A 31-point Holton lead. Would have been hard to imagine that at the break when Hayden was ahead 17-14.
We're trying to figure out what adjustments might be made and what Holton could do better. And all talking about all the different looks that Hayden was giving them defensively. We talked the whole entire first half, though, Justin. I go back to this. Hayden has had 11 guys in the box within 4 or 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Not a single safety to be found on the field. Finally, Holton goes to the air. They only do it twice. But both times, touchdowns, 41 yards, 33 yards at the play action. First time, wide open. Second time, a little bit open. Nonetheless, the pass coming at a key time. And she gets another handoff, and Jace Boswell gets another Holton tackle. Eller Jackson, a sophomore, has checked into the game. Logan Altenberg, a sophomore, has checked into the game. Holton tries to get some backups in there in the final minute and a half. Time to get those guys off the field. Big round of applause for the seniors that are all coming off one or two at a time. Holton's even got a freshman, Bill Frazier, out there now at a linebacker spot. Here's the second down play. Again, Dungey runs it on the right side for Hayden. Hit out of bounds. That was Logan Altenberg getting that tackle for Holton. Barnett over there to protect his guys, making sure there's nothing extracurricular there at the end of that play. Holton will be 11-1 with an 11-game win streak heading to Hutchinson next week. Perhaps just one more play left here for Hayden on third down. Holton had the ball 5 times in the second half, and Holton scored 5 touchdowns in the second half. Hayden hasn't scored any this half. Here's Wallmeyer looking to throw underneath. It's caught, first down. See if Hayden wants to run another play or not. It's Trickle on the reception again. Holton fans and coaches and players will tell you. Now we got a flag for unsportsmanlike jawing going on here after the play. It was all teed up with my punchline as time expired, but hold on a minute with this penalty. Yeah, dead ball, unsportsmanlike, Hayden Catholic. First time that's happened here in this second half. I think we'll have another play. So I started to mention Holton fans, players, coaches claim that there really is only one thing better than a win against Hayden, and that is beating Hayden twice in the same season. And this time for Holton, it punches their ticket to the Class 3A state championship game for the first time since 2015. There's fireworks over the field at Holton High School as the Wildcats knock off Hayden 48-17, and it'll be number one versus number two, Holton and Andell, for all the marbles in Hutchinson next Saturday. Post game coming up, a quick check of the final stats and our player of the game, all here on Care Radio and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on Care Radio 93.7. Our coverage will continue with a Giant Communications post game show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Welcome back one final time here to Holton High School. Justin Flick, Mike Tanking with you. Holton defeats Hayden 48-17, a 14-14 game after one quarter. Hayden kicked the field goal to end the half and led 17-14, but Holton dominated in the second half. Five touchdowns as Holton cruises to the 31-point win. Real quickly, touchdowns tonight. Matthew Lears had two rushing touchdowns and two passing touchdowns to Jaden Fletcher. Holton also got a rushing touchdown for Jace Boswell and Ja'Kari Washington, both in the fourth quarter. Holton 11-1 and heading to Hutchinson to face Andale next week. Tank, final thoughts, and go ahead and run through the stats as we'll get ready to wrap up the broadcast here tonight.
Tremendous half of football for Holton. The second half, a couple key pass plays, a couple big rushes. And they outgained Hayden in the second half, 276-98. They ran 24 offensive plays, 23 offensive plays for Hayden in the second half. So pretty even on the play count, but Holton outgains them with the big plays in the second half. We're going to get to the final stats. They go like this. First four, Holton Wildcats finished tonight with 15 first downs. They had 336 yards rushing on 40 attempts, averaging 8.4 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 2 of 2 for 74 yards, so Holton finishes the night with 410 total yards of offense. No turnovers tonight for Holton. They had three penalties for 25 yards. Individually, Holton led on the ground by Jaden Fletcher, 148 yards on 12 carries and a touchdown run. Garrison Booth, 130 yards on 16 carries. Matt Lears, 45 yards on 8 carries. He had two touchdown runs. Ja'Kari Washington, one carry for 11 yards. That was a touchdown run. Jace Boswell carried the ball three times for 2 yards. He also had a touchdown run. Passing the football, Matt Lears was 2 of 2 for 74 yards. The two completions both go to Jaden Fletcher. Both of those went for touchdowns. Jaden Fletcher, two catches, 74 yards, and two scores. For Hayden, the Hayden Wildcats finished the night with 16 first downs. They had 171 yards rushing on 33 attempts, averaging 5.2 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 9 of 25 through the air for 140 yards. So Hayden finishes the night with 311 yards of offense. 410 for Holton, 311 for Hayden. Hayden had one turnover tonight. That was a fumble. They had eight penalties for 70 yards. Individually, Hayden was led on the ground by Finn Dunchy. He had 18 carries for 119 yards. Also, Jet Wallmeyer had five carries for 24 yards. Braden Rose, six carries for 20 yards and a touchdown. J.C. Cummings, two carries for 11 yards. Ethan Florence, one carry for negative 3 yards. Also, Jensen Strickle carried the ball one time for 9 yards. Passing the football, Jet Wallmeyer was 9 of 25 for 140 yards. His nine completions go to four different receivers, led by Finn Dunchy. One catch for 70 yards. That was a touchdown. Jensen Strickle, five catches for 39 yards. Aiden McGivney, 2 for 17, and J.C. Cummings, 1 for 14. Go ahead, Jake.
All right, guys. Yeah, sorry to interrupt everything. We want to make sure Coach has an opportunity to go to celebrate with his team. Coach, first half, I saw 17-14, really tough battle in the first half. What happened in that kind of halftime locker room that came out in the second half defense pitched the shutout?
Well, Hayden came out with a great game plan, and we made first play of the game, we made a huge mistake. Practice. That happens in big games sometimes. And then we made a couple mistakes on offense that ended the drive for us. And give credit to Hayden. They came out and got off the ball. I mean, it really came. I was afraid they would set offensively. And we had to adjust to some different looks that they got. And we made big plays when we needed to in the second half. And then Hayden finally made a couple mistakes. six things that really happened in that second half: defensive turnovers, defensive stops on fourth down. I guess what was the conversation with your kids on the defensive side where they just knew, I mean, meet me down on the sideline of the chain game, you could just hear it. The communication was so good in that second.
Well, number one, this team had to learn to play together. In our senior talks today, they've learned that. They knew that they had to do that, and that's why we're here. Had this get it fell apart, worry about everybody else, but pulled together and did it. Little adjustments to how they were blocking things really helped us on the puck sweep, and then we just did a really nice job of coverage. And
first time since 2015, you're going back to a state championship game. Tell me, you know, what the conversation has been like with the kids, telling them that, hey, you're this close. Now they've made it. What's the conversation going to be now?
Well, we thought we had all the advantages going into the game. We just had to execute play, and man, it took a while. It's a little bit scary, but tells you how hard it is to get to. You know, we're a little bit spoiled. It's hard to get there. There's a lot of good football teams. Good football teams.
Coach, congratulations on another sub-state championship. That feels pretty good.
That's really good.
We'll see you next week. Coach Brooks Barta, guys, I'm hoping to grab a couple kids, maybe two, but it looks like they're heading to the locker room. Let's let them celebrate.
All right, thanks, Jake. Giving us the final stats. Our player to bank on tonight is Jaden Fletcher. What a game for Jay Fletcher of Holton, one of those special teams. Yeah, Jaden Fletcher tonight, Justin, it's probably his best game on offense of his varsity career. Just did it all. 148 yards rushing on 12 carries, had a long touchdown run in the first half, and then catching the football out of the backfield. Holton threw the ball twice. Both times they were completed passes, and both times they went to Jaden Fletcher. A 41-yard touchdown reception where he was wide open, and then a 33-yard touchdown reception where he was not quite as wide open, but made a tremendous catch and a little bit of traffic to extend the Holton lead in the second half. So Jaden Fletcher, 148 yards on the ground, 74 yards receiving, and a tremendous night for a senior. Seniors did a tremendous job tonight with this 31-point win, punching their tickets to the state championship game. Leading second half, Holton puts it away, and Holton victorious tonight, 48-17. Hope you enjoyed it here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and CARE Radio 93.7. Again, tomorrow, CARE will have BC football. Benedictine coming up tomorrow afternoon with Tom and Gus Counts. Hopefully, you'll join in for that exciting postseason as well. A lot of excitement during Thanksgiving week as football continues for some of our area teams, including Holton. We're going down to Jake. One more time.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, I told you I was going to try and get a couple guys. You know, here, first off, Gary, you know, a Hayden team that you guys played already one time. What was the mindset coming into a game like that tonight?
It was scary. We knew that we didn't get their best game, and we practiced for months throughout the whole season for this team right here to make our dream come true.
Now you're going to a state championship game. You talk about a dream. You guys have been playing together for a long time. You know, how tough was it in the elements here tonight to, you know, try and stay warm and win a big football game like that?
I mean, you just don't got to think about the weather and just go play football. I mean, it's a mindset. Football has been playing all week.
And Gary, another thing for you guys, the defense really stepped up in that second half. What was it like for you guys coming out of the locker room down by three and then pitch a shutout in the second half?
We knew we weren't firing off as we should in the first half, and we just came out with excitement in the second half and knew we could beat them.
All right, Gary Booth, go ahead, buddy. Go celebrate with your teammate, guys. I got Jace Boswell as well. Jace, buddy, I've watched you from, like, age three grow all the way up to this point in your life. Tell me a little bit about what this means to win a sub-state championship game at home against a rival like Hayden.
Well, ever since we've been little kids, you know, we've always thought about this time. And Bart has always preached it to us in summer camps coming, you know, in third, fourth, fifth grade. We've always wanted our picture on the wall, and that was kind of our memo this week, get the picture on it.
You're going to have a picture up on the wall no matter what because you go to state. Tell me about the last week and a half for you. You know, a tough game a couple weeks ago. You get injured. You have to sit out for a week. How are you a good teammate to your other teammates, just to encourage them, even though you couldn't be on the field?
I'm trusting you guys 100%. We're going to get the win. You know, they practiced really hard. We took us off, and it was awesome to get to watch them.
You're able to come back here tonight. You're able to be, again, a senior leader on the team defensively. You guys picked a shutout against a very explosive offensive team that, you know, really felt like they had something going. What changed for that second half?
In the locker room, we kind of had people hyping us up. It was, you know, there was some language I can't say, but, you know, we got each other hyped up when we came out, and we knew we had to get something going. So we kind of started rolling us up to start and set up from there.
Sometimes I heard the pass spot, guys. I looked up, and number 20 was leading that charge. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
All right, Jay Spaldo. Guys, back up to you.
Thank you, Jake Spaulding. Post-game interviews there from Holton coach Brooks Barta, plus two seniors, Gary Booth and Jace Boswell. Holton beat Hayden 48-17. Jaden and Fletcher are player to bank on. That'll wrap things up for Joseph Kerr and my partner Mike Tanking. This has been Justin Fluke. Moore State Championship football coming up next Saturday, and BC playoff football coming up tomorrow here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Find the latest scores, game recaps, and team information at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.